Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Here he is, Michael Savage. It's Teddy and I. Teddy and me just jumped up on my expensive chair.
He's standing on the newspaper.
I hope that doesn't mean he's got a...
Well, it is the Chronicle.
Welcome to the program,
round two. We've been talking about Michael Savage with his big news, a new milestone in my radio career. I'm starting in New York City on WABC and in Washington, D.C. on Monday night on WMAL. But, you know, in some ways, even more significant to me is I'm going to be doing the show live that night out of KSFO Studios in San Francisco, where the link goes out to the whole country, the whole network of 165 stations, which is it's a big deal. The pizza, we're going to get the sausage sandwich, the sausage delivered, the pizza. I'm actually looking forward to the pizza party after the show more than anything else. I don't eat cheese, so I'll get a pizza without cheese, that's all, in case you're interested. So what do you want me to do, talk about taxes, death and taxes? I can't do it. John Boehner, I just saw him. Guy has some tan on him, I got to tell you the truth. He's been spending a lot of time in that tanning machine with, it looks like with pretty high-quality scotch to me, with a combo of the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and the nice man tan. I thought he had for 1 minute when I looked at him, my eyes maybe are not that good, John Boehner looked like he was wearing a mohawk, like a mohawk hairdo. Unbelievable what's going on in our society today politically. Yeah, you can talk about it all you want. They're not going to listen to you. They don't care. They already wrote you off. They want the vote of the illegal alien now, not the American. No, the Republicans already jumped to the other side. The illegal alien now is their new key to the future. The illegal alien now. They're all catering to them. Bryce, you want me to talk about? I don't know her personally. I know that she's a, there's a word for her. It's not a dirty word. There's a word for Rice. The women, the troika there in the White House. But you can look it up yourself in the thesaurus. And so I want to talk about a few other things tonight, including some of the stories. People keep saying, you know, Savage, I kind of like your politics. I don't really care about your politics. We know Obama's a Marxist bum, and we also know that the Democrats are thieves. But we also know the Republicans are thieves, so what do you want me to do about it? I voted, it's over. Let's move on. I'm not going to talk. Guys are talking now about the next election. Oh, you can't wait for that conversation. That is not what I want to talk about. I really don't want to hear about Jindal. If anyone says the word Jindal about me, I'm leaving radio. If they start floating Jindal, I'm leaving radio. Are they crazy after what just happened? Jindal now is their solution. Why? He's a man of color. Get it? Oh, that's their new salvation, a man of color. That's not the point. Can we have the best candidate not based upon race or sex? Is that possible? Or must everything be based on sex and race? Because you're becoming just like the psycho libs if that's what you think is the answer. That's all. Now that I've finished the political side of the show, let me go into my stories. So people say, although I don't care about your politics, I like your stories. What stories? Well, they like Woodchuck Bill, Setting a Peanut Man on Fire, Fat Pat and Tippy the Dog, and Slum Dialect. And it's all in my book, Train Tracks. Now, I want to read you something. This was written up by WorldNet Daily. In Slum Dialect, Savage, who now speaks to millions of Americans each week, recalls how a teacher played a crucial role in helping him overcome his shame about public speaking. Did you know I had shame in public speaking in college? You didn't know that. Savage said, I was terrified when I was asked to give a speech, noting his language as a child was peppered with them and those and this and that. I spoke because I was from a slum. He divulged his fears in a private conference with a speech teacher at Queens College who said to him, don't worry about that. Just speak and eventually that will be forgotten. He said, you have a great voice. Just speak. And then Savage said, look at the influence a teacher can have. What if he had been an elitist, an anti-immigrant teacher, or he hated kids from the slums? Instead of saying to me, don't even bother speaking, you sound like a bum or a longshoreman, this college-educated young man who knew what he was doing was committed to educating boys from the wrong side of the tracks into becoming speakers. Savage's immigrant working-class father, who came to America from Russia at the age of 7 with no money and no English, looms large as a throwback figure who toiled with every ounce of his energy to take care of his family. Savage's father taught him that work was sacred. He told me that man is judged, and a man is judged by his work, not by his pleasure. Savage remembered, instead of teaching me how to play golf or tennis, he taught me how to work. Savage noted that there was no government for his father to fall back on. There was no social network where a person could slack off, he said. Now there is, and millions do. I mean, why work at a minimum wage job if with a little fudging they can have not only their basic needs taken care of, but far more than their basic needs? Increasing government dependency has diminished the breadwinner, he said. There's no breadwinner anymore. The government is the bread giver, Savage told WND. Savage sees the love of family and the value of hard work in immigrant families today. He said, the Hispanic families are very much how my family lived, he said. It's not all gangbangers with tattoos on their necks. I can extrapolate and say it wasn't the mafia that represented the Italian people. There was a Jewish mafia who certainly didn't represent the Jewish people. I think at the end of the day, everybody wants a home with stability. Train Tracks is Savage's 29th book. And so that's what I'm saying. And I think the story Slum Dialect is an interesting story that you may want to look at in Train Tracks. And it is true. I remember to this day. I remember going to Queens College from Jamaica High School in New York. And I felt very insecure because I didn't speak like I belong in college. I was very ashamed, like, to even open my mouth, honestly. So now I had to take Speech 101, which was a requirement. After all, every college-educated boy and girl at that time had to learn how to speak, you know, as they were educated. So we took a speech class. Now, as I said, in the speech class, you had to get up, you had to give a speech. I was terrified. I really was panicky. It wasn't like I was afraid to speak. I always had a gift of gab, and I always had a little chutzpah. From the first grade, I was able to get up in front of an audience. Teddy, listen to what I'm saying to you. Unlike you, who's silent, you're like a Basenji. I got up in front of crowds, but college already, oh, now it's another story. In my mind, it was going to be embarrassing. I didn't know what to talk about. So the teacher played speeches of famous men at that time to teach us what great speeches were. You know who he picked? He played records, recordings in those days, would you believe it, of Winston Churchill giving some of his great speeches, and Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who was also one of the most masterful speakers of that century, irrespective of his socialist tendencies. He was a great and powerful mover of man in his speeches. So we learned the cadence. We learned how to keep phraseology to a minimum. You learn certain things by listening. Don't assume that it's all natural. There are tricks to speaking publicly. You know, keep it short, blah, blah, blah. So now it's my turn to get up and give the speech. I don't remember what the speech was about. I turned red. I was embarrassed. And then I went for a session with the speech teacher. And that's when he said to me, you've got a great voice. You've got a lot of passion. He said, just get up there and speak, and don't worry about diction at this time. It will come to you. And as time went on, I learned that I didn't have to sound as though I went to college in order to talk to people. In fact, while many people aped a certain college tonality and dialect, my dog is driving me crazy ripping up newspaper. While many people aped a certain college tone, I'll give you an example. People who go to Harvard, if you listen to them carefully, they roll a certain R to let you know it's a code word to show you they went to Harvard, which I kind of resent. It's not because I didn't go to Harvard. I didn't want to go to Harvard. I went to Berkeley for my PhD, which is a better university for what I was studying. But I don't like to put on an air. And then I read Kipling's If. And one of the couplets in If goes like this. If you can walk with kings and never lose the common touch, then you will be a man, my son. I never forgot that line. Because what it says is, don't forget your origins. Don't put on airs. Don't act like you're from somewhere else. And so I learned, as time went on, I learned to just tell you what's on my mind the best I can without worrying about rolling my R's like Obama does so that you don't know he was born in Indonesia. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized Wave Ventilation Unit. Wave Ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer. With two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill, City Arms offers the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. At City Arms, not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or just interested in personal protection, City Arms is your one-stop destination for all your firearms needs. If they don't have it in stock, they'll find it. See why customers have come to rely on City Arms. Two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web, city-arms.com. City Arms, preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Remember that City Arms, located at 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their new location at 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill.
It's a Christmas gift. Come early for my friends at American Vision Windows. During the last week of November, American Vision Windows will pay your sales tax and you'll get free installation. Friends, with these new well-insulated windows, your monthly utility bills will drop. So don't fall prey to the inflated energy prices from the utility companies. Save money instantly on your energy bills. American Vision Windows will keep you safe, secure, that protects you from dust, pollen, pollution, and noise. And, of course, they've installed my windows, and I am so absolutely pleased with this family-owned and operated business. Quality installation, industry's unmatched customer service. Here's the number to get this free estimate. Again, during the last week of November, American Vision Windows will pay your sales tax, and you'll get free installation. Call 888-392-4343. 888-392-4343. Online at AmericanVisionWindows.com. 888-392-4343.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It's time to play Who's My Termite Company, brought to you by Planet Orange. Do you prefer a technician who has A, completed weeks of training, or B, experience delivering pizzas? Should your technician have performed A, hundreds of treatments, B, three, including yours? Do you want the person who comes out to your home to A, be knowledgeable, professional, and courteous, or B, refer to you as dude?
When it comes to protecting your home from termites and pests, don't play games. Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. The best trained technicians, an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual re-inspections, prices that are comparable or less than what others charge. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free termite and pest inspection now.
My name's Kanan, and I've performed over 1,200 treatments for Planet Orange.
Go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. Doing the right thing was never so easy.
It is the 560 KSFO. I don't care what side of the political spectrum you're on, you're going to see what happens when racist minorities are moved up through affirmative action and given teaching positions they're not qualified for. Write that down. In case you missed any word I just said, write it down and send it to somebody. Here's the headline. Students told to disavow Americanness, maleness, whiteness, heterosexuality. I'm not making this up. A political science professor, now unto itself, you know what those words mean. Today, political science professor means unqualified communist, given a job for advancement that she or he didn't deserve. A political science professor at Butler University asks students to disregard their, quote, Americanness, maleness, whiteness, heterosexuality, and middle-class status when writing and speaking in the classroom. A practice the school's arts and sciences dean defended as a way to negate students' inherent prejudices. I'm not making... This is out of communist China. The syllabus of the course at Butler, a small Midwestern liberal arts institution in Indianapolis, spells out that students should use inclusive language because, quote, it's a fundamental issue of social justice. Language is truly inclusive. Anyway, the syllabus states, language that is truly inclusive affirms sexuality, racial and ethnic backgrounds, stages of maturity, and degrees of limiting conditions, the syllabus states. Okay, the syllabus of the class called Political Science 201, Research and Analysis, asks students to go on to, quote, write and speak in a way that does not assume Americanness, maleness, whiteness, heterosexuality, middle class status, etc., to be the norm. It is taught by a black female professor. In an interview with the College Fix, Jay Howard, dean of Butler's College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, denied that this practice essentially presumes every student who walks through the door is a racist or misogynist. He said students must be told not to assume such prejudices because such assumptions are ingrained into the culture and remain there until questioned. With that, a liberal arts education questions these assumptions, and such questions can make for uncomfortable situations, he said. Do you understand anything that that man just said? In other words, although all students are guilty for being male and white and probably Christian and heterosexual, he's not going to hold them as guilty until they prove themselves to be not guilty. And then he goes on, he says, there's nothing about a college education that guarantees you won't be made uncomfortable. As a matter of fact, if you've never made uncomfortable in your college education, you're not really getting a college education. Well, I think you ought to send white, heterosexual male Christians to Gitmo. I think, and force them to convert to Islam to really make them inclusive. Don't you, Mr. Howard? Howard said the college he oversees does not want students to continue to harbor such assumptions. But neither do we want to exclude the dominant group in society in our attempts to make sure that we're leveling hierarchies. Look at what's teaching now. Take a look at how everything has fallen now to the lowest common denominator. As a result of bending over backwards for unqualified minorities through affirmative action and other insane programs, they have turned universities into re-education centers that would have made Mao Zedong blush. He said this. In 20 years, white people will no longer be the majority, but they will still be the largest ethnic group, Howard said. He said using inclusive language would help students prepare for a changing world as America becomes more diverse. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean that a white heterosexual male Christian student should walk on his hands and knees and have a dog collar put on his neck and be ashamed for being who he is? Look how crazy these people are. Why would you send your children to a crackpot institution like this? Why would you people leave them 10 cents from your inheritance? He added that American culture makes speaking inclusively difficult, and the English language is partly to blame. Listen to this now. He's attacking not only American culture, but the English language. This is the craziness. These are the insane people in our colleges today. Nancy Whitmore, director of the Journalism School in the College of Communication, said in an interview with the College Fix that students in the department are encouraged to use diverse sources with a wide variety of opinions, but are not mandated to use so-called inclusive language. Well, that's very liberal of them. What do they mean by diverse sources? Would that mean, let us see, reading the writings of who? Mao Zedong? Adolf Hitler? I don't think I could ever write from a black woman's point of view, said Whitmore, because I've never been a black woman. Who says you have to? See, again, apologies for not being a minority. I never saw anything like this. Why would you let your child be subjected to this garbage? Why would you give 10 cents to a university that believes its students were raised as racist and misogynist homophobes who have grown up to harbor many prejudices? Why would you let your child be subjected to this kind of hate? Many consider higher education to be in turbulent waters because of rising tuition costs and student loan debt. Well, whatever. Let's not go into this. But I have to tell you something. If you think paying $40,000 a year to have your children beaten up by unqualified minorities and sexual deviants is the way of the future, you're crazy. You do not have to subject them to this. Adam on Long Island, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Mike, it's Adam here from Hofstra University in New York, and we're battling the liberal professors every single day here.
I can imagine. I can just imagine what you're going through at Hofstra. So what makes you call tonight, Adam? Adam.
We need you to come to Hofstra, Mike, and to state your
case. No, thank you. No, I'm not coming to Hofstra. I left Hofstra. I never went to Hofstra. Hofstra was a nice B college when I was at Queens College. It was kids who could go to Queens, but their parents, let's say, had a little more money. They went to Hofstra, right?
Yes, my dad actually went to Jamaica High School, graduated in 62, and graduated from Queens in 66.
Wow, that's great. So what you get the same kind of brainwashing at Hofstra, I would imagine, correct?
Yes, but we have some conservative groups on campus that I'm a part of, and
Good. Don't let anyone listen, let me explain something to you. You live in a free country. You can speak your mind just as they can. They want to open up their big yaps and call you racist. Give it right back to them. Say to them, you're a racist and you're unqualified. You don't even belong here. You got in by pushing people around with this garbage, and you're not pushing me around. Tell them to shut up. You don't have to listen to them. I don't care how they get in your face. Just say to them, you got where you are through affirmative action and through rigging the system. And look what you're doing with the gift that was given you. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. That's the words that you should give them. But, okay, that's it's one man's opinion. It's one man's opinion. One man's opinion. I'm sending you a free Hanukkah present, Adam, if you're Jewish, or a Christmas present if you're Christian. It's a copy of my wonderful family stories, Train Tracks, which you can give to your father. I'm sure he'll enjoy reading it. Many stories that many people will enjoy. When I come back on the Savage Nation, bigger, stronger, better right here, we'll talk more about all of the topics of the days. If you get a comment on any of the stories I have mentioned, including the vile story of this affirmative action case being given a hand up into this college and turning it into a training session in hatred, you can ring me at 1-8. Do you have an affirmative action horror story? Let's blow the lid off what's going on in this country. Have you been stepped over for a less qualified by a less qualified minority, whether you're a cop, fireman, teacher, social worker? You want to air it? You want to air your grievances? You want to give us some inclusive language?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-946-9745.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. A 2-alarm fire in San Francisco's Ocean View neighborhood has displaced 3 people and caused more than $400,000 in damage. Officials say last night's fire burned 2 buildings on Lobo Street. No one was injured. They say the fire is under investigation but does not appear to be suspicious. A judge has sentenced a former Democratic campaign treasurer to 8 years in federal prison for defrauding high-profile clients, including U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein, of at least $7 million. KSFO traffic northbound 880 Thornton Avenue, 3-car crash, everything's off to the right shoulder. Eastbound 80 at Powell Street, injuries involved with an accident, 3 cars, that's got the left lane blocked, traffic just starting to back up behind it. And let's go back to Milpitas, northbound 880. 880 at Tasman. Looks like an accident car hit a construction cone in the left lane. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It's time to play Who's My Termite Company, brought to you by Planet Orange. Do you prefer a technician who has A, completed weeks of training, or B, experience delivering pizzas? Should your technician have performed A, hundreds of treatments, B, three, including yours? Do you want the person who comes out to your home to A, be knowledgeable, professional, and courteous, or B, refer to you as dude?
When it comes to protecting your home from termites and pests, don't play games. Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. The best-trained technicians, an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual re-inspections, prices that are comparable or less than what others charge. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free termite and pest inspection now.
My name is Kanan, and I've performed over 1,200 treatments for Planet Orange.
Go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. Doing the right thing was never so easy.
Hi, this is Katie Green inviting you to join me along with the wealth management team of Baker, Brosi, and Mitsutomi Thursday, December 13th at the Lindsay Wildlife Museum in Walnut Creek. I'm talking with one of the partners, Ryder Brosi. Ryder, I know your firm hosts these types of events, but this one is of real interest given the results of the election, right?
That's right, Katie. Bill Art and I will be joined by industry experts from Wells Fargo, Neuberger Berman, and iShares, and we'll be discussing the upcoming fiscal cliff, the very real possibility of a tax hike, and what you can do to protect your assets, position your investments to take full advantage of these volatile markets while shielding yourself from excessive taxation.
And there are probably a lot of changes in the works that people are unaware of, right?
Absolutely. These events are always informative, but at this one, we'll be discussing really critical strategies.
So join us Thursday, December 13th at 6 p.m. at the Lindsay Wildlife Museum in Walnut Creek. There's no cost to attend, but space is limited, so call 925-300-3222 to reserve a seat.
The Black Friday sell-a-thon at the Fort Store Morgan Hill has been continued, and it's going on now. It's our biggest sale of the year. For this huge Black Friday event, purchase or lease a new Mustang, Taurus, Edge, Flex, Escape, Expedition, F-150, Super Duty, Transit, Connector, Econoline, and get a $1,000 prepaid MasterCard in addition to all of Ford's huge year-end incentives. That's right, a $1,000 prepaid card for you to use how you please. Holiday shopping, down payment, the possibilities are endless. We've slashed our everyday low bottom line sales prices on all 440 of our new and pre-owned vehicles just for this event. Nothing has been held back. The Ford Store Morgan Hill is the number one Ford dealership in the Bay Area for a few simple reasons. Our huge inventory, plus all of our 440 new and pre-owned vehicles are marked with our low sell-a-thon sale price right on the window. No hassle, no haggle. Come see us this week for our biggest sale of the year at the Ford Store Morgan Hill.
Must finance through FMCC to receive prepaid MasterCard.
The Ford Store Morgan Hill.
Sale ends 11:30.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Michael Savage live. Live. I can't be dead. I can't broadcast dead, can I? I'm broadcasting live. I know this sounds familiar, but here we are back on the Savage Nation. We're talking about the horrors of the social order, basically, one way or another. And when you see students are told to disavow Americanness, maleness, whiteness, and heterosexuality at a small Midwestern Christian college because they hired an affirmative action woman in political science, and she took this gift, and she used this gift to preach hatred upon a race that she obviously hates, it just shows you what's going on in this country today. Here's another story. Top 0.1% pays more income tax than the bottom 80%. Oh, yeah, you wouldn't hear that from a Big O. The Big O wouldn't let you know that. The top 0.1% of income earners pays more income tax than the bottom 80%. But that's not enough for the communist in the White House. Burn, baby, burn. Bring it all down, man. Bring it all down, man. It's the 60s all over again. 60s with a suit and tie. It's like H. Rapp Brown became president. The same policies as the Black Panthers had in the 60s. No different. Only it's polished. That's all. Am I saying anything that you consider that you can prove wrong? Obama's policies and Obama's attitudes and Obama's constituency and the constituency he wrote off are no different than the rhetoric of the more intelligent Black Panthers of the 1960s. I wake up, it looks like either Al Sharpton became president or Jesse Jackson. Top 0.1% pays more income tax than the bottom 80%, but that's not enough for him and Warren Buffett. That's not enough for him and Warren Buffett. Tells everyone else to pay more taxes, and he flies around like a grand king on Air Force One. And Marie Antoinette, what's her name? Michelle Antoinette Obama. Michelle Antoinette Obama lives like a Queen Antoinette and tells you to pay more taxes and to eat vegetables while she eats greasy fries on the road. Judith in San Mateo on KSFO, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, Michael. I've never called before, so I'm a little nervous, but I just called because I want to change the subject and talk about dogs a minute. I, too, have a dog that I love, and I think one of the reasons, and my father used to say that one of the reasons people are so crazy about dogs is because they have a quality that's qualities that are hard to find in humans nowadays, like loyalty and, you know, and among other things. But I also called because I love hearing your Borscht Belt jokes, and I have a joke for you.
Okay, let's hear it.
I remember hearing this years ago on the Johnny Carson show. Buddy Hackett told it, and I thought it was such a cute dog joke. He said when he was a child, he used to go after school to stay with his grandfather. And one day he was looking out the front window, and he saw two dogs out in the street having relations. And he said to his grandfather, what's going on? What are those dogs doing? And his grandfather says, oh, it's nothing. One's sick, and the other's pushing him to the hospital.
That was the equivalent of sex education in the 50s, huh?
You know, it was hilarious, you know, and it was like...
Well, I wouldn't say that to my children. I mean, how could... You confuse children if you tell them. It is funny in its own way. Now, I assume this is not the first night you've listened to The Savage Nation, is it?
For years, but I've tried to call in before and never gotten through, but I think you're great, and I too am as crazy about
you have
dogs.
Such a... Judith, you have such a clear voice. Were you an educator at some point in your life?
No, but thank you.
Okay, I won't pry, but I'm sending you a free copy of my great new book, Train Tracks, and I thank you for joining the Savage Nation. That opens up a line at 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282, if you care to join the conversation on any of the topics I have mentioned thus far. Egypt protests continue in crisis over Morsi powers. Did you know that the dictator, the new pharaoh of Egypt, apparently went to the USC? Can you believe this? Now, what did you expect to happen when the Muslim Brotherhood took over Egypt? Did you expect a love fest? Who told you from day one what would happen, Michael Savage? Who told you that although Mubarak was a dictator, you needed a dictator to keep the masses, particularly the Muslim Brotherhood, under control? Now, the Muslim Brotherhood who killed Mubarak's predecessor. They executed Sadat, one of the great peacemakers of our time. It was the Muslim Brotherhood who killed him. So Mubarak came along and decided he wasn't going to let this rabble, this Islamist rabble, take over the largest Muslim population on earth. And at the time, we had patriots in the American government who knew that the most populous Muslim nation on earth, being Egypt, which was rather secular, needed to be kept secular, that if it ever fell in the hands of the Muslim Brotherhood, it would become a second Iran. And so they backed Mubarak. Who overthrew Mubarak? Obama. Obama, through Soros' insanity and egomania, Brzezinski, the Jew hater, in my opinion, was the architect of this, one of the like an SS officer in my mind, Brzezinski. I never saw anything like it, how he gets away with it. Brzezinski someone has a visceral hatred for Israel. Brzezinski whispered in Soros' ear. Soros funded it. Susan Rice, Hillary Clinton, and some others unknown in the Obama administration engineered the overthrow of Mubarak and the ascension to the throne of the Muslim Brotherhood, meaning their stooge Morsi. They did the same in Libya. They're doing the same in Syria. How in the world could you not see this? How in the world can you not see that these lunatics are literally ushering in a worldwide caliphate? Obama, Susan Rice, Hillary Clinton, George Soros are introducing radical Islam like the disease it is to the entire planet. How can you not see what they're doing? Why would you back the rebels, so-called, in Syria? Why would you see the idiots in the media cheering the so-called rebels on as they shoot down one of Assad's aircraft? Cheering. Why? They're rebels? Suddenly that makes them good? Don't you understand what they're going to do to Syria when they take over? The Christians will be killed. The churches will be burned. Is that what you want? Yes, that's what they want. That's what's being done to the Coptic Christians in Egypt. But the wonderful stenographers in the media are not even showing you one burnt church in Egypt. Any more than the stenographers in the media showed you one bridge blown up on the Danube under Bill Clinton during the so-called Serbian War, when he decimated Serbia. And they created the fantasy and the fictions surrounding the decimation of Serbia with a little help from that Khaza, Madeleine Albright, that Khaza, Madeleine Albright, that Khaza, Madeleine Albright, Madeleine Albright, that Khaza, that insane Khaza, celebrated the bombing of Serbia, then went on to become a lobbyist for China. These are bad people. They are evil people. This is pure evil, celebrated by MSNBC as the world's finest. So there's a lot to talk about. Here, Egypt orders death sentence over anti-Islam film. This is your friend Morsi in Egypt, the USC educated. And take a look at the women wearing the throwback outfits in Egypt now, what they're doing to women. Egyptians were secular people. Now the throwbacks are taking over. Seven Coptic Christian Egyptians living abroad were sentenced to death Wednesday by a court in Cairo for their connection to an inflammatory anti-Islam film, the prosecutor's office said. The suspects are accused of being involved with the production of the film in California. Since the Egyptian citizens were tried in absentia, the sentence will be applied only if they return to Egypt. This is what you're getting now. This is what you're getting with Obama in the White House. Earlier this month, the Egyptian-American man behind the film was sentenced in California to 1 year in federal prison after admitting to violating the terms of probation from a 2010 bank fraud case. He was identified, blah, blah, blah. So he was a Coptic Christian trying to warn the world about radical Islam. And your president threw him in jail for a so-called parole violation. So now you see the throwback women standing there in the picture. And this is from Pakistan, I guess. And their headline says, "Our Prophet, Our Honor." That's wonderful. I would think, though, that if you respected your own Quran, you wouldn't be calling for the death of people who made a movie. I would think that if you respected your own prophet, you would accept some of the peaceful language within your own holy book, instead of the hate in your holy book. That's what I would suspect. You see, the Old Testament, the Jewish Bible, is filled with anger and hatred. But few people cite the hatred in the Old Testament. They look over it, because the Jewish people have fundamentally gone through many iterations with the Old Testament, and they realize that the prohibitions and the killings for adultery and for homosexuality were insanity. And they don't practice that. And yet you have Muslims who have not gone through the Middle Ages in their own development. And they're still preaching an orthodoxy or a fundamentalism that is linked to 7th or 8th century thought. And yet we have leadership that won't even say, hey, you know, guys, move on. Move on. Move into the 15th century. That's not acceptable in Western civilization. Have you heard these words from any leader in the Republican Party? Have you heard these words from any leader in the Democrat Party? You have not. But I think all of us need to say enough is enough. Enough is enough. Stop talking about killing and stoning people because you don't like their ideas. That does not look to me like a very advanced religion. Does it look like that to you? How come you don't have anything to say about it? All you do is mock Christianity because the Christians have advanced so much they're incapable of defending themselves and their own religion. So they send their children to colleges, as I just told you, and they get an affirmative action professor who says, you're a racist and a misogynist if you're white and you're heterosexual and you're a Christian. Just by being born that way, you are already guilty. This is what you let your child put up with. You've got to teach your child to fight back. As I once said 20 years ago on the radio, or 18 years ago, if you look at a strawberry under a microscope, to jump to food again, one of my favorite topics, you will see that even a strawberry has evolved to have slight barbs on the berry. Barbs, little barbs, to keep away insects from eating out the soft flesh. And what happened in America is the enemies of freedom, the enemies of individuality, have taken the barbs off our berries. And so the men have berries which are being eaten right out from their bodies by the insects in our society. That's a parable. That's an analogy. That's pasta when it was still spaghetti. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
The holidays lose their magic when your bank account goes into sticker shock. That's why I'm entering the holiday shopping giveaway at SweetJack.com. Hey, if you win, SweetJack will overnight a Visa gift card loaded with $5,000 to pay for your holiday shopping. SweetJack has something sweet for everyone on your list, with amazing deals on spas, travel, stocking stuffers, and more. What gift would you buy with $5,000? Enter the holiday shopping giveaway now at SweetJack.com to get your gifts on Jack.
Diamonds, the gift that lasts forever, and there's never been a better time to buy. Worldwide diamond prices have gone up. The Jewelry Exchange has a large stock of diamonds at the old prices. The Jewelry Exchange has certified 1-carat round and fancy solitaires for $18.90. 1 to 2-carat non-certifieds are just $9.90 per carat, and 1-carat studs are just $3.99. The Jewelry Exchange has thousands of GIA diamonds, guaranteed the lowest price. We have the hottest designer lines in micro pave, invisible, and platinum, and set in size while you watch. Diamond floating heart pendants with 33 full-cut diamonds are $99. 4-carat diamond and amethyst pendant and earring sets are just $99. The Jewelry Exchange has thousands of rings, bracelets, earrings, and pendants guaranteed to appraise for double. That's right, double. Some restrictions apply. Plus no interest for 6 months. Buy factory direct and save. The Jewelry Exchange in Redwood City, 650-367-6500. That's 650-367-6500. Or shop at jewelryexchange.com.
Do you wish your investment advisor was more interested in providing advice than in selling you financial products? The feeling's mutual. And would you like them to actively manage your account and keep you informed instead of chasing them for advice? The feeling is mutual. Because here at the Mutual Fund Store, we don't sell products. We build investments. And we track them over time to help you reach your goals. The client comes first at the Mutual Fund Store, with custom investment plans to fit your goals, not ours. To learn more about our personalized approach to investment advice, or to find a location and advisor closest to you, visit MutualFundStore.com.
Of course you get the best deal possible, but that's not the real reason. Is you go to a dealer who knows the car.
Glenn from San Francisco found world-class Mercedes service waiting at 1-800-NEW-BENZ. You can too.
That dealership does take care of your car. Get it washed every time, bring to your attention things that maybe you didn't catch, and not for the purpose of selling you something, but for the purpose of having a better car.
Call 1-800-NEW-BENZ for the service departments at Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco and Mercedes-Benz of Oakland. Both dealerships pride themselves on courteous, quick, and efficient service, and you'll be amazed at how affordable maintaining your Mercedes-Benz can be. They'll keep your vehicle running its best at competitive rates without ever compromising quality. So for affordable, reputable service, schedule an appointment online at 1-800-NEW-BENZ.com or call 1-800-NEW-BENZ. Your Mercedes is waiting at 1-800-NEW-BENZ.
If you're angry at, quote, the rich, that's not freedom.
John Hannity.
And with every penny they transfer in wealth, so goes the freedom of every American.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
So we're finishing up round two now of the Savage Nation on your local station. Big announcement tonight. It's on michaelsavage.com. The Savage Nation will return to the New York City market via the nation's top talk radio station, WABC, and will be heard in the nation's capital on WMAL beginning Monday night. And that's a very big deal in talk radio. Many people counted me out. Many people thought I was done, finished, over. And here I am, back. You know, there's some parables in this. Who is the mythical figure who rose from the ashes? Anyone know that one? Well, we'll talk about that another time. Here's a story I must leave you with in this hour because it's astonishing to you, not to me. Here's the headline. Addiction counselor charged with murder, DUI, after driving miles with man lodged in windshield. Sherry Wilkins, a substance abuse counselor, appears in Los Angeles Superior Court in Torrance, California. The convertible hit Philip Marino so hard that it knocked him out of his shoes and lodged him in the windshield. As he lay dying on the hood, Sherry Lynn Wilkins kept going another 2 miles until other motorists swarmed her car at a traffic light and grabbed her keys. Now, that's a terrible story unto itself, right? But wait, it gets even worse. This woman is a former convict. She's a recovering addict. She goes back to school and take a guess what job she takes? Alcohol counselor. Alcohol counselor. And what am I telling you this story for? Because for years I've told you, and I know this is going to be a very sensitive topic for many of you. I drive by churches on Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, jammed. Sundays, there are lots of dead. Sunday, the churches are dead. Tuesday night, you can't get a car into the parking lot. Hundreds of people milling about. Why? They're in state-mandated or county-mandated DUI alcohol recovery programs. Or Wednesday night, it's Anon of another kind, Drug Anon, Al-Anon, jammed. Sunday, they're not interested. No one's there. They're out drinking or smoking dope or whatever. Tuesday, Wednesday night, they have to be there. So I joke every time I go by a lot, I say, if you were a drug addict, where would you look for drugs? You'd go to a treatment center like this, because outside in the lot, if you're a cop and you want to make a quick collar, all you're going to do is cruise the lot, let's say, in civvies, in some undercover outfit. You could probably arrest three dealers in any church parking lot on a Tuesday or Wednesday night. That would be my intuitive guess. So it's not funny, though. It's not funny. It's like if a guy is unable to meet a woman, the best thing for them to do is go to a Sex Anonymous meeting somewhere in a church. Who do you think's going there? Do you actually think people are going there to get better? Maybe some are. But take a look who the counselors are. I'm a cynic at the end of the day. If you want to kick drugs, do it on your own. You don't need anyone to help you. Maybe AA could work. Maybe. I don't know. I hear good things about it. But basically, it's up to the person to give up the addiction. No one can help you do it. You're only going to slip back. You got to see what a disgusting beast you become. And by the doctors that I know been in these fields, they tell me the worst and most addictive of all drugs is alcohol. They've told me that. They can see people kick heroin. They can kick one of the worst drugs is marijuana, as you know. Perhaps the most subtly addictive drug that's considered to be benign is marijuana. One of the greatest myths of our time is that there are any benefits to marijuana. And yet it's become, people think that it's a wonderful thing to do to their children. Put them on drugs. Tell them not to drink Coca-Cola, but they should smoke marijuana. Don't you dare touch a soda in New York, but we'll give you free marijuana in a clinic. The world is upside down. It's insanity. Can the cops arrest you for driving under the influence of marijuana anymore? Or only under alcohol? I don't even know the rules. How many people must be stoned in San Francisco in cars? I can only imagine. I was in a place the other night. I had to walk out. The stink from the marijuana. I thought a skunk broke into the restaurant. It was coming up from the basement. It was horrendous. And I look outside, a group of old hippies with the ponytail and the gray hair, smoking a joint like they're hot, cool, saying, oh, yeah, we have some attitude adjustment, man. I say to myself, look at these morons. Look at these stupid mutts. They're 70, 65 years old, and they still think that they're kids outside of high school having a cigarette. Look how idiotic they are. And that's why I love the city so much. Just as Voltaire lived in Paris in order to critique his fellow Parisians, I think about it, if he had lived in the suburbs of Paris or in a, let's say, provincial city, he never would have gotten where he was. So Voltaire chose to live in Paris. And they said, well, if you dislike the people so much, why do you live in Paris? He said, so I can criticize them. And look what it did for Voltaire. And so as they say, I'm the Voltaire of radio. Two people today said, Michael, you are the Babe Ruth of talk radio. Well, okay, maybe I am. And the trick is to keep running around the bases. Slowly but surely keep running around the bases. But in order to be able to walk around the bases, that's another story. Many people can hit a ball and run around the bases in talk radio, but you try hitting a verb and walking around the bases. Stop talk at 5809. I'm at 5543. I have time for a quick call. Joe in Las Vegas, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, I have an idea for how to deal with our national debt.
Oh, God, thanks for the call. Not doing it. I'm not. I can't. This is like a repeat of the four shows that preceded me today on the air. Dirges, taxes, taxes, taxes. Can't. Joe, taxes are important. I don't want to talk about it. Show killer. Third rail of radio, taxes. I mean, you may as well talk about hair bleach. That's how it. Actually, hair bleach would probably be a more interesting topic. See, I imagine, well, I'm not going to give you my secrets. I don't want the lesser lights in talk radio to know how I do things. They already stole half of my shtick. But the hair bleach actually would be a very interesting topic as opposed to taxation. Why, how can you, this is like a statistical thing. Let's try Mike in Syracuse, New York. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Doctor, Mike, for taking my call. I just want to say I'm thrilled. The last 3 weeks we've been getting you live in Syracuse, and you're a breath of fresh air in these times. It's good to hear you.
Well, that's good. That's right. Finally, somebody has the brains and the brawn to take on the mobs that are trying to take over and destroy America, in plain English.
I've been fighting
They hate the middle class. They hate anybody who works for a living. They hate anybody who's a Christian. Let me be very honest with you. They hate a heterosexual. They hate someone who wears a cross. They hate anyone who's a normal, traditional family. They hate this country. And they have now become suddenly the voice of America.
And it's tough. I mean, I have children, and it's tough.
It is tough.
I'm leaving them.
Murder. Mike, let me tell you, it wasn't easy when my kids were young. I had to fight the teachers and the I'll tell the stories another day on the show what we went through when the kids were young. It was bad 30 years ago, 20 years ago, but now it's reached a point of almost no return. The only answer is get in their face. Don't let them do it to you. Do it to them first. As George Orwell said, if a man comes to put a bomb in your mother's house, put a bomb in his mother's house first. Use that metaphor. If someone comes to put a verb in your face, put a verb in her face first.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a dog.
It is the Savage Nation, back to a wall, blasting out to America. Now on over 160 stations, syndicated by the great Cumulus Media Corporation. And I have a major announcement to make tonight. Some of you may have seen it earlier on MichaelSavage.com, but I'll go right to the headline. Savage goes live in New York City and Washington, D.C. beginning Monday night. Now, the headline in the local San Francisco newspaper is more exciting, despite the fact that we have the most corrupt administration in the history of San Francisco, with the greatest scandal in the history of San Francisco, the subway to nowhere, billions of dollars going in the toilet. The headline in the local paper is Hazards Hidden in Couches. Potentially harmful flame retardants remain ubiquitous. Efforts to curb pervasive use that started in California. This is what happens to a newspaper when it's wholly owned by the corrupt Democrat Party. All the scandals are buried, and the biggest threat to the citizens of San Francisco are couches. Home invasion by couches. Hazards hidden in couches. I'm not making this up. You can't make this stuff up. So that's why I say my news is bigger. Savage goes live in New York City beginning Monday and on WMAL in Washington. You don't know what a big milestone this is for me. And I'll tell you why. First of all, I am originally from New York, as you probably can't tell by my accent. as I try to hide it every day on the Savage Nation. You know, I'm one of the few people who still knows how to speak in a New York brogue. It's a lost art. People go to voice coaches in Hollywood to learn how to make believe they're from New York, and they always mangle it. They wind up sounding like illiterate slobs on Jersey Shore. They don't realize that you can be highly educated and still sound like a truck driver, because most truck drivers are more intelligent than most PhDs who vote for Obama. The Savage Nation will return to the New York City market via the nation's top talk radio station, WABC, and will be heard in the nation's capital on WMAL. And that's, of course, beginning on Monday. Here's what Savage said today. We in the media are supposed to be the watchdogs over government, not lapdogs, Savage said. That's what freedom of speech and freedom of press entails. Savage said that without harsh criticism, our politicians become immune to the people and behave like King George. He went on. He said, I take my role seriously and hope to continue to entertain and inform on WABC and WMAL. Savage ended his relationship with the Talk Radio Network in October. This year, the show became the number one talk show on the Internet. Michael Savage's new book, Train Tracks, is now in every bookstore. Savage said that while San Francisco is his adopted home, New York City is still a sort of spiritual home to me. My ancestors are all buried there. After many years on another station where I dominated ratings in my time slot, I am back on a much more powerful station, the venerable WABC, he said. Few know this. When I first began in New York City, I was carried on WABC, and I beat the New York Yankees in the ratings. Regarding WMAL, Savage said, what could be better than to try to keep the K Street gang somewhat responsive to the people? He noted that he's never been heard in Washington, D.C., except for on a marginal station. WMAL brings my voice into the consciousness, the geography of the geopolitical leadership, he said. Maybe they will hate my critiques but love my meatball recipe, he quipped. Who knows? Obama may love my cooking advice so much that he'll invite me to the White House as a guest chef. That's very funny. That's very funny. I think all the other conservatives in the media, well, the alleged conservatives, the Beltway conservatives, were invited to the White House by Bush. I was the only one left out in the cold. Now, of course, they don't tell you that. I'm listening to some of them. They're melting down, and it's sad. I mean, they allegedly were on the same side of the aisle. They're melting down. All they're doing is talking about taxes. Next, they'll be talking about death being unfair. That there's absolutely no reason for Obama to insist that we die. That if Obama would only let up, we could all live forever. I mean, it's insanity already. There's something wrong with this picture. Bigger, stronger, better. 1-855-400-7282. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. I'll ask you a question. Tell me no lies. I will. I'll ask you a question. How do you feel about Michael Savage returning to the New York City market and the WMAL? Do you think that I will have a bigger impact than ever before with the Beltway Bandits? The answer is, of course, not. They may listen to radio, but, you know. Here's some comments on the article in WorldNet Daily. Welcome back, Michael. It's been so very boring without your stories and insights. Thank you, Mary Jo Hackett. Let's see if I can find a negative one. No. Glad to see you back here in the D.C. area, Savage. The truth isn't mean, it's simply truth. Let's see. If Michael would have supported the same non-establishment. Oh, there we go. The Ron Paulers are writing. I love you, Michael, but there's no way I can stay up to listen at night. Please, please archive your show so we can listen to them the following day on the Internet. Another one writes, if Dr. Savage were mere talk radio, it would just be entertaining, but he digs for stories better than anyone on air. I'd like to know how many work for him. I only wish the rest of the media were as faithful to their profession instead of getting political handouts. Here's another one, says he should have a talk show. Then they attack Jews in Israel. Like, I'll go down to the past the trolls. Why don't they just cut the trollers out? They're like bad callers. No, there's nothing else about the fact that I'm on these great stations. Here are some of the other stations that join the Savage Nation, and I join them on the 3rd of December, which is Monday. What a milestone this is for me. You really have no idea what this means to me. First of all, I went through 2 years of hell in a lawsuit that was unnecessary but required in order for me to free myself. I felt as though I was trapped on a plantation with a chain around my ankle. No matter what I did, I couldn't break the chain. Finally, I won the arbitration, and of course the rest is history. And now this is a new milestone. I'm on 162 stations, now Monday ABC and MAL. But wait, here are the others. You didn't know about these, did you? WCRN Boston, WPGG Philadelphia. KOBE, like Kobe Bryant, El Paso. KWPM, Springfield, Missouri. KUKU, Springfield, Missouri. KBYR, Anchorage, Alaska. I love Alaska calls. They're still the rugged individualists up there. If you have a comment to make, 855-400-7282. Let's go to Ferris in Hartford, Connecticut. Ferris, thanks for calling the Savage Nation. What's your comment?
Good day, Doc. It will be welcome to have you back in the New York City because my station up in Hartford, although it's a good station, it's very weak in its signal, so we can pick you up down in Fairfield. This can't surprise you. It had to follow the Washington.
Well, see, this is the thing. Here's the thing that you have to know, Ferris. Everyone assumes that when you get a big win like this, that it was in the cards, it had to happen. You have no idea what competition there is in talk radio right now. Everyone's now struggling to survive. Nobody could believe I landed on my feet. They all counted me down and out. Everyone said I was finished. I'm coming back stronger than ever. That's the real story here, Ferris. I should be an inspiration to the people who despise me. I should be an inspiration to the so-called conservatives in the media who have made believe that I'm the shunned individual that they don't even want to talk to. I should be their inspiration, but they refuse to do it. That's their loss, not mine. In fact, some of them are so melting down, I don't want to even mention a name. I will. I could not believe that I read that Glenn Beck, who I believe is a psychopath, and I know many of you love him, actually put out a bobblehead in a jar of urine, a bobblehead of the president in a jar of urine, and posted it for sale on eBay. Don't you think that's sort of below the level of the enemy? I mean, we know when the anti-Americans, anti-Christians, did a piss Christ thing of a crucifix in a jar of urine at the Brooklyn Museum. I mean, I was insanely, I was enraged. It was wrong. But now Glenn Beck puts out a bobblehead in a jar of urine and offers it up for sale on eBay, and eBay takes it down and says we don't let people sell missions or whatever. I'm sorry, that's insanity, and I'm going to tell you something else. I'll go a step further. Let me go a step further. If that's the best conservatives to do, then they're living in an insane world. We keep saying the liberals live in their own world. Guys like Chris Matthews listen to each other, and all they do is put down white people while they're white people. He's the biggest psychopath. Chris Matthews is perhaps a certifiable mental case. He gets up there and celebrates the death of the white male, and he's sitting there, a white male. It's unbelievable to me. What does he think? Black people love him because he puts down white people? So it's the insanity that I'm seeing in the media is almost becoming systemic. But you thought it was limited to the liberals? You're wrong. When I see a so-called conservative going below the level of liberalism, below the level of the most vile liberalism, and putting a bobblehead in a jar of urine and offering for sale on eBay, you have to ask yourself, how many people are going to come to that party? If you get a comment on me, forget about the bobblehead on the Savage Nation. And if you got a good comment, we're open for business at 855-400-SAVAGE. I'm feeling very empowered tonight. For a couple of reasons. This milestone in my career is not really only about me, although of course it's about me, but it's not only about me. It's about one man fighting the odds, one man who was literally dead in the industry, one man who everyone thought was finished, one man who everyone said, ah, he's old, he can't do it, blah, 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 he'll never survive, he's over. I should be an inspiration to you, and I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. I have more energy than most people half my age. I've done more things than 25 people half my age, and I'm proud of it. And you should salute me because I am an American hero. And if you don't like it, you don't have to listen to this show. And if I'm not going to say that, who will? Tell me who will. Conservatives in the media who did not come to my aid when I was banned in the United Kingdom? Phonies like Bill O'Reilly? No, they're not going to come to my aid. They're not going to toot my horn. If I am not for myself, who will be, wrote a great Jewish sage in the 11th or 12th century. That's what he wrote. He said, if I am not for myself, who will be? But then he added a kicker to it. If I am only for myself, who am I? And so there's a duality there, meaning a double, a duet, which is sure you got to be for look out for number one, but not solely look out for number one. You got to do for others. So I'll repeat it again. It's a great, great statement written in the 11th century by a Jewish sage. If I am not for myself, who will be? But if I am only for myself, who am I? That is what I'm trying to tell you. Michael Savage goes live in New York City and D.C. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Hey, have you looked at what a gallon of gas costs today? It's unbelievable to me. That's your money going to build another palace for a Saudi sheik. But listen, you can fight back. How? Call 1-800-LESS-GAS, period. 1-800-LESS-GAS. Find out about a product that can raise your gas mileage by 22%. Did you hear me? 22%. The inventor has met with General Motors. His product has been written about in Motor Trend magazine. And an evaluation by Federal Consumer Protection described this product as effective. Maybe you didn't hear me the first time. I said this system can raise your gas mileage by 22%. That's almost an extra quarter tank of gas with every fill-up. You must call 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-537-7427. Stop handing wads of cash over to the enemies of America, okay? Call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You've heard me talk about this product for over a year. Now it's time to act on it. 1-800-LESS-GAS. This product is made in the USA. That's American jobs, not jobs for OPEC. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. Call them now.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Here's a bit of traffic. Things getting better. Northbound 880 in San Leandro. All lanes open at Marina Boulevard. The overcross is shut down until it gets inspected from an earlier accident. Traffic northbound 880 slow from Mallory up to 238. Southbound still slow from 980 down to 98th. Slow traffic in the South Bay. Northbound 101 from 237 up towards Embarcadero. Looks like it's backing up onto Highway 237 as well. Westbound from Alviso as you make your transition to 101. I'm Dave Fowkes, Outtalk 560 KSFO.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
This is a public notice for those currently in the market for a refinance. For the first time in recent history, wholesale interest rates are now being made available to the general public. While interest rates have hit all-time lows, the Wall Street Journal reported that home prices in the second quarter rose from the year-ago period for the first time since 2007. These conditions have opened an unprecedented window for homeowners to take advantage of these interest rates, but only for a limited time. Borrowers can now get 30-year fixed loans at the incredibly low rate of only 3.125%. That's a 30-year fixed loan at 3.125%. To take advantage of these wholesale rate offerings, call 800-951-1200. That's 800-951-1200. And get a 30-year fixed loan at a rate of only 3.125%. Once again, that's 800-951-1200. 800-951-1200. All offers subject to credit approval. Loan based on $417,000 loan amount. APR 3.253. Metropolitan Home Mortgage Incorporated, DBA IntelliLoan, is licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, number 4130924.
Have the beach all to yourself. Be the first to catch the sunrise. Enjoy the best view in the house. It's always smart to be early. Book your next flight with Emirates by December the 2nd and receive the lowest available fares across our global network. Travel between January the 13th and May the 9th, 2013 to enjoy this special offer. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more at emirates.com/USA. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
See, people ask themselves, oh, there's old media, there's new media. Who listens to radio anymore? Or is it still viable? I am very bullish on radio, not only because I'm in the business. There is no more immediate access to people than AM radio, both for ideas and information, entertainment. There's nothing more powerful for reaching people than radio. I'm probably the biggest booster of AM radio in the United States of America. I've given my entire, let's say, ladder life to radio. I've had four other careers or so before this. But radio remains extremely dominant in reaching people and influencing people. Now, you ask yourself what happened to newspapers. How much further do you have to go than looking at the San Francisco Tonight? The headline in this newspaper says, hazards hidden in couches. I'm not making this up. You couldn't make this up. If you were in a madhouse and they gave you a printing press and said, make a newspaper called the Creedmoor Chronicle, and all the insane people came together and they said, should we talk about the subway to nowhere, the billions of dollars that's being stolen from the federal treasury in the subway dig? Should we talk about the senator's husband who owns the construction company who's doing it? Should we talk about the Iraq contracts that he got? Should we talk about the corruption and the scandals in the city? No, would say another mad person. No, let's talk about hazards hidden in couches. That'll sell newspapers. So I rest my case. Michael in Livermore and KSFO, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I'm happy to hear that you're going to be in New York because it's going to give people an alternative view to the liberal choices that they have out there.
Let me correct the mistaken notion that that's the first time I'm in New York. I was on another station, a powerhouse 50,000-watt for 7 or 8 years. I've just been off that station since I started here with Cumulus, but I'm going back on a station far more powerful than it was. I'm just going back to a city I was dominating in my time slot, Michael. It's not like I wasn't on there.
Okay. Well, I listen to you here in California, Livermore, just in the East Bay, just east of San Francisco. And
right.
I feel that if there's more, like they say with the fairness doctrine, if there's more of the other side, in this case, conservatism, then the people may not have voted for Obama, for example, because I believe the entire northeastern coast voted for Obama.
Well, not just to look at your local newspapers. They are a wholly owned subsidiary of the Democrat machine. They're a wholly owned subsidiary of the Democrat machine. Michael, I'm sending you and anyone else who gets on the air tonight a copy of my great new book, Train Tracks, which makes for a great Christmas gift. And it's not just because it's a book. It's because it's, of all the books I've written, I would say these family stories are exactly what's needed right now in a post-political world. And make no mistake about it. America has turned away from politics. I don't, you know, many of you are political, and so am I, and I get agitated over many stories. But the fact is that right now, after this election, you got to put politics aside for a little while. I know you think, well, if we blink for a minute, they'll, you know, do a lot of damage. Well, they will. They're going to do it anyway. Yeah, you can scream all you want, but no one's listening to you. Let me tell you right now. Look at John Boehner. Look at the sad state of the once so-called conservative Republican Party, which hasn't been conservative for how long now? How long has it not been a conservative party? Let me clue you in. Since Barry Goldwater. You say, well, no, that's wrong. Ronald Reagan was a conservative. Yes, he was, but he was not the conservative that Barry Goldwater was in terms of hardcore. Ronald Reagan was a very clever politician, but he was not the hard conservative that you may think he was. In fact, you may not know this, but during Reagan's reign, I wrote editorials against him for newspapers, and especially when he destroyed the family farm. And that's because I'm an independent. I've been an independent ever since I began in radio. I've never been a registered Republican. I voted for Romney because it was anyone but Obama just to establish where I'm coming from. But the fact is, Reagan was a disaster for the family farm. I remember reading about farmers who were driven off their land through governmental policies during the Reagan years, who saw their farms and their implements and their rakes and their hoes and their tractors auctioned off, and they committed suicide. Men who had lived on a farm all their lives, they shot themselves. And I made a note in my journal. This was a direct result of Reagan's agricultural policies. So you can lionize people. Just don't lie about people. When pasta was spaghetti. When pasta was spaghetti. That's who I am. When talk radio was savage.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fox, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. A Solano County judge this afternoon ordered a Fairfield man to stand trial for the murder of a Vallejo police officer, James Caput, during a chase after a bank robbery last November. 39-year-old Henry Albert Smith faces the death penalty if convicted. Federal investigators are demanding records related to Mendocino County's medical marijuana permitting program. The request is linked to the now-defunct program authorizing certain marijuana growers to grow up to 99 plants. The permitting process garnered more than $800,000 in county fees over 2 years. KSFO traffic, eastbound 80 McDonald Avenue, have a crash being reported. Looks like it may be blocking a lane. Eastbound 80 at Cutting is another location for it in the second lane from the left. Highway 29 at Old Lolly Toll Road have a crash being reported. And northbound 880 at Mission Boulevard, CHP, their crash. Two cars should be to the right side. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Sean Hannity.
I'm like the adult who buys you liquor when you're underage. You're like the neighbor who cuts up the Nerf ball that lands in your yard.
It's kind of true. Look, we're not going to win unless we are better at communicating why it's better for people to eat broccoli than, you know, sit in front of the video machine all day and not have to do their homework, and they get to stay up late at night and go to parties as late as they want and watch TV.
Weekdays from noon till 3 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
The YP.com website is your local search engine. If you're looking for a good restaurant, it can help you find the right one nearby with ratings and reviews. Or if your car breaks down, you can use the YP app to find the closest repair shop. Or maybe you're just looking for something to do on a Friday night. Well, it has great local coupons for all sorts of things in your area. No matter what, when, or where, if you're looking for something, YP Local Search can help you find it. So go to YP.com or download the app to search local, find local, and save local.
For over 60,000 California foster children, the holidays can be an especially difficult time.
Sometimes I feel all alone.
Christmas used to be my favorite.
I just don't expect anything.
To help, Sleep Train is holding a Secret Santa toy drive to benefit local foster children.
What if Santa can't find me?
I really never had Christmas.
The simple gift of a stuffed animal, doll, game, or toy can help make a foster child's holiday merry and bright.
I've been very, very good this year.
Bring your gift of unwrapped books, toys, and games to any Sleep Train. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
It's just what I always wanted.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
Become a Secret Santa for a foster child. Bring a new unwrapped toy or gift to Sleep Train. Donate at any Sleep Train store or online at sleeptrain.com today. Securities and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
So what happens to your finances if the fiscal cliff hits on January 1st? I'm Brian Sussman. I'm concerned about it. How about you? One guy who could help with all this is Pat Vitucci, a Bay Area independent financial advisor. The Bush tax cuts could vanish. Estate taxes drastically changed. Automatic federal spending. Well, these cuts could affect jobs and services. We could be looking at a fiscal tsunami. The question is, are you and your investments prepared? As an independent advisor with 15 Bay Area offices, Pat Vitucci can probably help you. Call him anytime for a complimentary consultation. 800-472-8305. 800-472-8305. And check out don'tinvestandforget.com for upcoming seminars. Pat Vitucci at 800-472-8305.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Maybe they will hate my critiques in Washington, D.C., but love my meatball recipe, he quipped. Who knows? Obama may love my cooking advice so much that he'll invite me to the White House as a guest chef, said Michael Savage. I kind of doubt that. But I quipped anyway. So October 23rd, I began with my first show in the new incarnation. Most men would have rolled up in a ball and just walked away from it, gotten the white hat, moved to Boca Raton, gotten the walker, the transfusion tree, invented illnesses, taken 6 prescription drugs a day, sat shivering in doctor's offices, gone home and tended to their illnesses. But I didn't, because you go around once. And you better make the best run of it because you're not coming back. There's no, you can't redo this. You got one shot at it. Boy, do I know that. I know that. So October 23rd, here we are already, November 27th. What is today? I don't know the date. Is today Wednesday? Does anyone know the date? The 28th already of Wednesday, the 28th of November. Thanksgiving is over. People are shopping. They're depressed. Thanksgiving was the big one. Family, first you look forward to it, then you dread it, then you can't wait till it's over, then you can't, they don't know what. See, this is the thing about holidays, it's a paradox. It's like you can't wait to go to family. It's like in the, your mind's eye, see, the human mind screens out bad things or else we couldn't get up in the morning. So what happens is, even though we remember that every family gathering is filled with strife and pain, confusion, doubt, insecurity, anger, rage, in other words, all the human emotions, and some love, if you're lucky. If there's a dog there, you feel the love, you know. Everyone focuses on the dog because it's the only safe one. And so we screen it out like, oh, God, I'm never going to her house again. I'm never going to his house. They're never coming to my house. But now you're already planning Christmas, so you have to do that. And the Jews turned it into 10 days of celebration, Hanukkah. Every night they have to invite people over and have gifts. It's in a big thing, then that'll be, oh, that's how it's supposed to be like that. And that's what life is supposed to be like. We screen out the pain and we forget. We repeat it. Otherwise, you can't go through it again. We forget the pain. We're supposed to forget pain. So what do? We're humans. We go on. We go on the best way we can. Today, like I ran with my dog. I didn't run. He ran. I have a little trick with Teddy, the mascot of the Savage Nation. Everyone loves him. He's a little 11-pound gray poodle, if you don't know, a toy poodle. The best dog I ever owned. Started with a mutt named Tippy who bit me in the foot down to the bone, made it look like a lamb shank on the Passover table. Raced to the doctor in Monticello, New York with the sirens racing down Highway 17. Stitched up, feared dogs ever since, especially big dogs that looked like half chows with half purple tongues. Got a little poodle years later named Teddy. Turns out to be the love of my life. So Teddy and I lay around most of the day now. I've given up most of my exercise. I'm eating more meat, less fish. I've eschewed most of the health foods because I'm reacting to it. I can't eat it anymore. Most of the fish I'm eating is contaminated. I'm sorry to tell you. I don't eat sushi anymore because of the worms in it. And I find I do better on meat. I'm going back to meat because the whole myth of cholesterol is a whole show I'm going to do for you one day. You're going to be liberated, and you're going to be able to go back to your father's diet. I'm not telling you to start smoking camels and sit around in the living room, you know, like your grandfather did. Although in some cases it might be a desirable retreat to something normal instead of running like you do like lunatics. Doesn't mean you're going to live longer because you're running. There are many heroic heart attacks from guys in their 30s. I mean, you can't do that to your body. You're not a Somali here at for the New York Marathon. If you're an American, I don't think your heart and arteries can take that kind of running after the age of 40. You'll get a blowout. They'll find you on the side of the road bubbling from the side of your mouth. Why? Because you're not made for it. You're not supposed to push your body like that. All modern exercise theory is going to what I've been advising for 15 years. Moderate, moderate, moderate. Moderate. Like, let's say you go to Hawaii for a vacation. You want to be a hero suddenly. You swim out to sea. Swim until your body is slightly warm and then come on back in. Because if you swim any further, you'll probably get a heart attack and die. Or you'll be bitten by a shark. Or a wave will take you out to Maui and you'll never be seen again. That's all. Go back to shore. Go inside. Don't sit in the sun. So it's the same with me. Moderate exercise, moderate diet, middle of the road, you know, the zen, the middle ground. So the dog needs exercise, to make a long story short, little Teddy. Because he, you know, they're mimics. Dogs are mimics. What you do, they do. You're happy that he's happy now. He's laying next to the show with a big smile on his face. I get mad, he gets mad. I get mad, he gets angry, he gets frightened. So I try not to get mad around him. So I say, okay, Teddy, we're between the storms here in San Francisco. I got to exercise the dog. I'm feeling guilty. I weigh about 170, 175. I put on a little weight. He weighs 11. How can I feed him as much as I eat? It's a medical impossibility. But the dog can literally keep up with me. I don't know how he does it. If I order takeout lunch, I have to feed him a lamb chop and his dog chips and a carrot chopped up. The carrot's like for guilt, for overfeeding him. I always chop a carrot up. I mean, I know I'm killing him. I did it to my last dog, Snowy. They took her away. She was 40 pounds overweight, a Sheltie. I love that dog, but I can't help it. I'm a giver. She'd look at me with the sad eyes. I'd give her food. So the vet finally said, look, she has to be euthanized. But she's not going to make it. She's like 40 pounds overweight, and she's a mini collie. I said, you're not. So we found the nice people in Sonoma. They took her in. They put her on a diet, like a slim fast for dogs. She lived another 2 years. You know, she just needed a good diet. I didn't learn my lesson. I try to control feeding. I can't. I don't know what it is. He's like my friend. How can you not give a friend something when he's looking at you like that? So to make a long story short, he started the day off with chicken, chips, you know, the dog chip, and carrots. You figure that's enough. No. I order Chinese food takeout. Two lunches, not one. I need two because of the stress I'm under. I'm like an opera singer. I need a lot of cold down the chute. You know what I'm saying? He looks at me. What can I do? Lucky for him, I had lamb chops left over from Sunday night. I carved him up a lamb chop with the chips and with the carrots. You think that's enough for him? Now it's showtime. Again, he's giving me the eyes. I make a cup of tea. He thinks he should get a cup of coffee. I said, Teddy, that does it. Let's go on the bike rides. I've trained him to run alongside my bicycle. No chain. He's free. This is like unbelievable to watch the dog's happiness. And I've trained him to stay on the sidewalk. And it's a little loop, you know, a cul-de-sac in a suburban neighborhood. I would never do this in a city street, obviously. And he runs. He's so happy, so proud of himself. I say, sidewalk, sidewalk, go, go, go. So, you know, grass, 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 and turn the loop, da-da-da, go to Lenny's house, pee on Lenny's bushes. See, a little dog down the street that they compete of who can mark whose house, you know, better. And then we're back to the garage with the bicycle and the dog. He's so proud of himself that I have to give him a treat. Again, the food. So I have to, he's trained. Good boy. And he looks at me. Well, all right, I'm glad I'm a good boy. And what are you going to do, cheapskate? No, good boy. All right, cut the good boy stuff out. I want something, right? Teddy, I can't feed. Yes, you can. I go in the house. I get out the provolone, and that's it. He gets a little bit. So I negated everything he just gained. But the other dogs, you can hear them in the houses. They start to howl when he runs by. They don't see him. They hear happiness. They hear a free dog chinkling down the street with his little collar. Anyway, it's just a little thing in life. And you know what? It brings a lot of joy to my life. Dogs are the greatest. Man, do they. I don't know what it is. Why we love them. I don't know why. We shouldn't, but they're. How come he smiles when I smile? How does he know to do that? They're such connivers. They are such connivers. Michael Savage goes live in NYC, D.C. starting Monday. Savage is live right now on 165 stations. Savage has a new lease on life. Savage has a new milestone to look forward to, with more to come, by the way. If I live through 2013, I'm going to have things happen in the radio world that you can't even imagine. I'm pretty sure that things are going to keep developing. You see, I made up my mind. Let me just ramble on if you don't mind. You can't stop me anyway. When I get into one of these moods, I can't stop. I start to talk. And when I started in radio, do you know I started on KSFO in San Francisco? I was a local host. I knew within a few days or a few weeks, rather, I can't remember, that I would be a national talk show host. Now, I was blocked in the beginning by a bunch of jealous little men who are out of radio right now. They blocked me. They treated the station like it was a plantation. And you ask anyone, they treated everyone like garbage. They wanted to keep them under their heel. I knew that I would outlive them in radio, and I have. And every one of my enemies has fallen by the wayside. I knew I would do that as well. I'll tell you the story as to why this is happening. But I also knew that I was going to be in the winner's circle. I made up my mind right from the beginning. You know how old I was when I started radio? A lot of things had gone wrong in my life. I was 50 years old. How many men would start a new career in the media at 50? I don't know, but I did. Okay, so I did. I was blocked for, I don't know how many years, 94, to 6 years, they wouldn't do it. I got syndicated in the year 2000, and I kept growing and growing and growing. Then things went bad, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to go into it again. That took me 2 years to get out of that plantation. So now I have a whole new world, and this is the last home that I'm going to have in radio. So now I'm back on KSFO, but when I started on KSFO, I made up my mind I was going to be in the top three. I didn't know if I'd be number one. But I knew I could be in the top three. So I've been in the top three for years now. I have a new goal. I want to be number one. And I have a feeling that I'm going to be the last man standing. I don't know how. I don't know why. But I believe that, and I have to say this, you're going to have to take it for what it is. I don't believe it's me. I believe that there's a hand from somewhere else pushing me and impelling this. Too many things have happened for me not to believe that it was fate or the hand of God himself. That's what I have to tell you, because there's no explanation for how this all happened. No, I'm talking going back to 94. I'm talking about the year 2008. I'm talking about the year 2012. Something else happened. And unless you believe in fate, you're probably not going to hit your goals. You see, this is the thing I'm trying to tell you. I don't care what field you're in, whether it's humble or whether it's ego-driven. If you don't believe that you're entitled to what you're seeking, and if you, on top of it all, don't believe that fate is on your side, you're never going to get there. But here's the trick. How do you just believe it? What do you start by telling yourself that? Does that really work? That whole auto-hypnosis and self-actualization, all of that rubbish of the 70s? I don't think that works at all. How do you like that? See, I don't go for that pop psychology of tell yourself and you can do it. I don't think that works. I believe that it's either really within you, that belief, or it's not in you. And if it's not in you, I don't think you can make it be in you. So what I'm getting at is, don't set false goals for yourself. Don't say to yourself you're going to be an NFL player if you're 5'8" and you're 190 pounds, you know, and you were born in the Bronx. You're never going to make it into the NFL. I mean, set your sights on something else. That's what I'm saying. You can tell yourself all you want. It's sad to watch little kids, by the same token, on a little league field with their poor father screaming. The kid swings and he misses. The kid swings and the bat flies out of his hand. It hits the catcher in the shin. And the father screaming, "Good job, Johnny! Good job, Johnny!" It gets him all the gear and he thinks he's going to be a ball player. Maybe the kid's not made to be a ball player. Maybe you're pushing him in the wrong direction. Maybe he shouldn't be a ball player. Maybe he should be a nuclear physicist. Why must he be a ball player? By the same token, must every moron go to Harvard? Yes, now every moron goes to Harvard. And take a look at what the country's become, starting at the White House, and work your way down. Take a look at what Harvard's become. I'll be right back.
Savage. Language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Have a little Dropkick Murphy here, you know. It is the Savage Nation. Playing a little 7-course Irish dinner for you. Went to the doctor, you know, I go to the doctor every once in a while. And they always stop by asking what medications you're on, and I usually say, none, and then their head snaps because you're supposed to be on medications. So I figured I'd shift it around a little bit. So they said to me, well, how many medications are you on? I said, 7. So he shook his head. Which ones? I said, Beck's Beer, Kettle One Vodka, Chardonnay, Pinot Grigio, you know, that kind of thing. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Not funny. You think I'm going to talk about politics? You're out of your mind. You know what these right-wing hosts are starting to sound like? What? Savage saying that? Yeah. They're starting to sound like people after the Civil War who are running around saying, save your Confederate money, the South will rise again. The commies won. The communists won. Now, you have to fight them tooth and nail. But don't sound like you're going to revisit the election. The election's over. And what's really getting my gall is that all these people are criticizing Obama saying, well, he sounds like he's still campaigning. He wasn't giving a press conference. He was still campaigning. Well, so are the talk show hosts who are still campaigning against them. Stop it already. Move on. No one cares. The election's over. Don't you understand you sound like bitter sore losers? Get over it. Fight him. But you don't fight him by whining. You save your Confederate money. The South will rise again. It's the Savage Nation. I'm in a particularly bored mood, but I'm not bored. I'm actually liberated. That's the funny thing, is I feel liberated from politics. So I will talk a little politics here and there, but it's around, you know, it's the psychotics are still talking about saving their Confederate money because the South will rise again. And I will tell you, of course, what's going on if I think it's of any interest to you and if you can do anything about it. We don't live in a democracy, so what the heck does it matter? There's no Republican Party. None. They had closed hearing on Benghazi. Well, we live in an open society, a democracy, of course, but it was a closed hearing. Even though it's an open society, it was a closed hearing. And although we don't know what happened, we trust that the intelligent men and women of our society really got to the bottom of Benghazi. That's right. So what's the headline? Well, corruption among the generals. You know, you can look at it two ways. The other night I said it's the purge of the military by Obama, which is true. Obama's purging the generals, and he's going to put patsies in. He's going to put in feminized generals or feminists altogether. And he's getting rid of the hardcore, white-knuckle paratrooper types for whatever the reason may be. It's frightening if you actually study history. But on the other hand, the generals are somewhat responsible for what happened to them because they have an entitlement attitude. They are, there's a lot of, let's put it to you this way. Do you know that they make over $200,000 a year in pensions, a lot of these generals? You don't know that. And, you know, generals are to the military as police chiefs are to the police. The police I know who are in the streets, I get along with. They're the ones who have to deal with the human scum. The police in the street have to pick up the human garbage and risk their lives every day. But it's the captains and above, the brass, in other words, who always stab the patrolman in the back. The generals do the same to our troops. It's the same with these guys. I sent money, I raised money to Marines who were falsely accused. These generals threw them overboard in the Bush administration, as true as in the Obama administration. But I don't want to talk any more about it. Don't call me on those topics at all. I'm not interested in it. I'm not in the military. I wasn't in the military. But I'm pretty much knowledgeable about what's going on in the military. And look, it's different pews for different views. I spoke to a very interesting, important person by chance. Since I have a late show now, which starts 3 hours later, I'm almost going crazy not knowing what to do before the show. So I've given up trying to exercise. I've given up trying to fill the time with something constructive. I'm not going to get a personal trainer. I'm not going to take up karate. I'm not going to take up flying. I'm not going to take up yoga. So I laid in bed this afternoon and watched the Strangers on the Train, a Hitchcock movie, with the curtains drawn, with my dog. It was perfectly fine. In fact, before I laid down in bed, I had a severe pain in my back from a procedure in the dermatologist's office the other day, which apparently I went into a seizure of some kind, and I had such a pain. I said, I'm not running, I'm not jogging, I'm not doing any of it. I watched the movie, the pain went away. I woke up, the pain was gone. But about an hour into the movie, the ring, yeah, hello, who's this? It's Mort Saul. I said, what? Now you got to hear this story. If you don't know who Mort Saul is, then you don't really understand comedy and you don't understand radio. How do I know Mort Saul? I don't know Mort Saul. When I was a kid, growing up in New York, I was enamored of many things, including the West Village, and I'd go into the Village Vanguard to see people like Lenny Bruce. And those were amazing days for me. They were amazing days. But there was a man who preceded Lenny Bruce named Mort Saul, who you can call him a comedian if you want. I mean, I call him a performance artist rather than a comedian. But he was the one who actually is the progenitor of talk radio. I said that, no one else. Now, there are some famous comedians who claim that he inspired them. All of them are psychotic left-wingers, even though I think Mort Saul is not a left-winger. I'm pretty sure he's a conservative, but I didn't get to know him that well. But Woody Allen, Jay Leno, Will Durst, never heard of him. And others claim that George Carlin, dead now, John Stewart, a psycho-liberal, sellout vermin from the bottom of a fishing hook. Chris Rock, one of the most disgusting vermin on the planet, doesn't know how to tell a joke without putting an F-word in it. Talentless. But men like Lenny Bruce were influenced by Mort Saul. But Mort didn't know that I was influenced by him. So why do I say I was influenced by Mort Saul? And why does it have to do with you, the listener of talk radio? I'll tell you if you listen, if you want to learn something. Mort Saul was the first man to walk out on stage with newspapers under his arm, wearing a V-neck sweater, and start talking about the news. He would look at the newspaper headline and start his monologues. He didn't have written material, so far as I know. He did free association. And as a young guy, I would watch this. I think it was on Ed Sullivan, with fascination. I loved what he did. I loved the idea that he was sort of an intellectual who was funny. And I loved that he was so intellectual and so funny that he was on Ed Sullivan. He was, he went to the top of the heap. Incredible. But he influenced me without my knowing it. Well, so did Jack Kerouac influence me, and I never met him. It would be as though I got a call from the grave from Jack Kerouac, or that I was laying in bed with a backache watching a TV show, and the phone rang, and it was Ernest Hemingway calling from the other world saying, "Hey, Savage, how you doing?" But it wasn't. It's a living guy, a living legend named Mort Saul. Now, let me explain how he got my number and why he called and why I'm telling you this story. I have a neighbor in one of the places I hang out, in a little cottage. And the neighbor said to me, "Mort Saul likes your show. You should call him." I said, "How could I call him? I don't know his number." This has gone on for 2 years. I gave my neighbor my number, and I said, "Look, give it to Mort, and let him call me anytime. Let him come over for coffee, a drink, or this or that." Okay, 2 years now, this goes on. The neighbor bicycles by. He says, "You really got to call Mort." I said, "But you've said this for 2 years. I've given you my number. Tell him to call me. How am I going to call him? I don't have his number." So finally, the phone rings 2 years later, and it's Mort Saul. So we had a wonderful conversation, which leads me to the next discussion, which is somewhat related in a different way. Finally, I have something to offer you that I've never had before in my 18 years in radio. If you go to the bottom of michaelsavage.com, there's a map of the United States, and it says, "Here's how you can listen to the Savage Nation." And you click on it, right? And it doesn't. I'm not selling you floor mats or hair cream or anything to do with impotence. You just can get this map for free, and then you navigate, and you go to Texas, for example, and you click on it. Or you go to California, and you click on it. Okay, I click California. And all of a sudden, the stations pop up, and it says KSFO 560, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. Kern County, 1180 on the dial, 6 to 9. KPSI, and it gives the dial position and the time in every state. I've never had this. This is what working with a top-flight professional organization such as Cumulus means to me. And it inspires me to actually see all the stations I'm on. It's hard for talk show. See, talk show hosts are a strange breed. You're working alone in a room. Some are in radio stations. At least they have a schleppy producer and board operator to look at. Usually they look like, I don't know, whatever they look like. They usually have old pizza around. There's dirt in the garbage pail. But there's something gritty about a radio station. I gave up radio stations 10 years ago. I basically work out of my houses. I have studios all over the United States. I generally work in one studio. For some reason, I'm alone in a room with a dog. It works for me. And you know why it works for me? For two reasons. I don't have to get dressed. I don't have to shave. I don't have to drive anywhere. I don't have to seek lunch. I don't have to have the studio sterilized from somebody with a virus. I'm very sensitive to smells. If someone was in there before me who stinks, whether it be perfume or body odor, I can't work. So I don't have that problem to deal with. I'm only my own, you know.
And secondly, and most importantly for you, just so you should know what's important to you, is that because I'm alone and I have no pollination from anyone else, really, what you're getting is the unadulterated views of another man just like you alone, raging at the universe, watching the world go by with the biggest liars on the planet, dragging us into Stasi-like behavior, every day moving into Eastern Europe. Every day is, my father left Eastern Europe. My father fled the Soviet Union. Here we are moving into the Soviet Union because of the spineless Republicans and the overt communistic Obamaites. That's why I like being alone, because I have nobody to temper my views. So having said that to you, I'll open it up to calls at 1-855, I don't know my number, 855-400-SAVAGE. You know it already. I can see the lights are lit. 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. If you care to talk about these topics, I'll take them. Please, no secession calls, call screener. No, I will not talk about secession unless you want me to, in 1 minute. Forget about it. Talking about secession is the same thing as guys who have 500 guns in their house and think that if there's a police action, they're going to hold off a SWAT team. The best idea with that is to just come out and say, yes, officer, and deal with it in court. Let me give you some advice. I learned it in New York as a child. Oh, you have guns. I have guns. You use them for the break-in. Use them for the occasional rioter or the occasional burglar or the occasional home invasion situation. But not when a SWAT team is battering your door down. I severely suggest that you not try to stand off against the SWAT team. That's the time to use your brains, not your bullets. And it was taught to me when I was a kid in New York. One of the kids' fathers, he was a deli man. All he did was sell, like, pike, whitefish, lox, bagels, so stuff like that. But he was a very smart guy, swarthy, big guy. But he was smart, and he talked to the other boys. See, we learned a lot from our friends' fathers. They were fathers then, as I point out in my book, Train Tracks. They were ordinary-looking men, guys with hair on their knuckles, who you would have laughed at today for not being svelte. They didn't jog. They didn't bicycle. They didn't wear jester costumes on the side road and make you look at their butts. But they were strong as iron, a lot of these guys. But more importantly, they talked to the teenage boys as they were growing up and gave them advice about how to be a decent human being and how to be a man, most importantly. And they told us, as we got our driver's licenses, as Sam the deli man said, if ever you're pulled over by a cop for any violation whatsoever, don't argue with them. Don't try to get smart with them. Take out your license and say, yes, officer, what did I do? And he said, even if you did nothing, give him the license and get a lawyer. Fight it in court. Never argue with a cop. Now, that was smart. That was smart, but the morons today were not taught that by their fathers or by the local deli man, were they? They certainly weren't taught that by the school system, were they? All of these stories are in my great book, Train Tracks, and I'll read from the book over the next few days because I encourage you to understand that as we withdraw into ourselves away from the political system while keeping a hard eye on the Stasi-like behavior of our Republican Party, what's left but family, tending our own gardens? I'll be right back.
Call Michael right now at 855-400-SAVAGE. That's 855-400-7282.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer. With two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill, City Arms offers the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. At City Arms, not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or just interested in personal protection, City Arms is your one-stop destination for all your firearms needs. If they don't have it in stock, they'll find it. See why customers have come to rely on City Arms. Two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web, city-arms.com. City Arms, preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Remember that City Arms, located at 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their new location at 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill.
Hi, this is Barbara Simpson. Recently, I was thinking about carpeting my home, and I did some research to find a carpet company that offered exceptional services, quality of work, and, of course, pricing. I looked into national chain stores and big warehouse operations. I also checked out references through Yelp. Finally, I located the company that met my requirements and more. I called Carpet Contractors.
Hello, this is Dimitri Botitis from Carpet Contractors, a family-owned company doing business in the Greater Bay Area since 1975. In our showrooms in San Francisco and Richmond, you will find a remarkable selection. Being a smart shopper is a necessity. This is why Carpet Contractors has created mobile showrooms. We'll bring our warehouse to your home or place of business, saving you time and money. We have the largest inventory in Northern California, ready for immediate installation and hundreds of rolls of closeouts at discounted pricing. Please visit our showroom, check out our website at carpetcontractors.net, or allow us to come to your home or office and give you a free estimate.
Call today, 415-933-9999.
Hey, it's Katie Green here from your KSFO morning show, here to talk to you yet again about Ovation Cell Therapy. And now it's not just Ovation Cell Therapy, it is the Ovation Cell Therapy holiday gift set that is changing hair around the country. Before I started using Ovation, my hair was broken, dry, brittle, damaged. It basically looked like a broom. Now it's longer, stronger, shinier, and healthier, all thanks to Ovation. And what a better gift than a great head of hair? The Ovation Holiday Gift Set includes the complete advanced formula Ovation Cell Therapy System, plus their volume enhancer, thermal protection, and Ovation's new vitamins and extracts for healthy hair and scalp. This is all for a very special price that only comes once a year, and you can only get it by going to ovationhair.com and selecting KSFO at checkout, and you'll get a special introductory offer. Again, that's ovationhair.com, and remember, select KSFO at checkout for your special offer.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
I like it. No more old rock and roll. I think canning it. Play this, I like. Who is this, Dropkick? It's the Dropkick Murphys. Who is this? Oh, it's Judas Priest? Nice tight pants they wore in the 80s. See them now? They look like busted up bar fighters. So what I like about tough guys who I was afraid of when I was young, they all look like hell. They've had heart attacks from drinking and using meth. They have no teeth. They look horrible. They're falling apart. Yeah, welcome back to the Savage. Isn't that interesting? Like, if you like lucky enough to live a certain period of time, all the guys you're afraid of are either dead or they look like they've fallen apart like old boats. like the planks are falling out of their home. So listen, I have the map on michaelsavage.com that the Cumulus guy sent me. I'm thrilled. It's like a toy for me. You can go on it and you navigate and you pick your state and you find out where when I'm on, because they were deluging the New York office with where's Savage. And this is just the beginning. I'm at 152 stations. I'm giving you this and that today. It's like end of day glass on the Savage Nation. I told you what that is once. Dad told me end of day glass. I remember when I was a kid in the antique store, did I tell you what end of day glass was? Don't you like when I do this? Don't you enjoy a multitude of stories without the distraction of intelligent conversation or boring conversation? Don't you like when I do stories and just free associate? I do. So I do the end of day glass is this. So I was in Dad's antique store as a little boy, and some of the most colorful glass was the variegated glass. You know, all sorts of colors were in these vases. Daddy, what's that? Well, Michael, that's end-of-day glass. And what is that, Dad? Well, at the end of the day in the glass shop, they had different colors of glass that were left over from the various things they were making, and they took it, put it all together, and it became this beautiful, multicolored glass. All the different colors were melted down and made into a thing called end-of-day glass. My dad knew so much stuff. Never went to college, but he knew so much, and he knew reality. I was blessed. I'm not saying you go to college, you don't know reality. I'm not an elitist in that area, nor am I anti-elitist. Excuse me. I'm highly educated. Not everybody who has a high education is an idiot. I mean, let's not get carried away with these categories. But he was a smart guy who happened not to go to college, but he knew the world and he knew what was going on. He always surprised me, you know? I was very lucky that way. Parents are very important in your learning, in case you don't know it. It's not all about school, although I had some great teachers, too. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, on Talk 560 KSFO. Three California men have been indicted on terrorism-related charges for plotting to kill Americans overseas. Federal officials say the men planned attacks on military bases. If convicted, they each could face up to 15 years in prison. Health insurer Anthem Blue Cross is asking the state for a rate increase that averages 18% for 630,000 policyholders. The rate hikes are among several proposed by California insurers, including Aetna and HealthNet. And former Baltimore Orioles third baseman Doug DeCinse and three others have been indicted on insider trading charges. Taking a look at KSFO traffic, northbound 280 at Hickey Boulevard, have a stalled car, should be to the right side. Eastbound 4 at Hillcrest Avenue, a stall being reported as well. And northbound 888 High Street, final clear up from an accident, was blocking the right lane, but everything should be to the right shoulder, although one of those cars on the right side. I'm Dave Fouts, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
This is a public notice for those currently in the market for a refinance. For the first time in recent history, wholesale interest rates are now being made available to the general public. While interest rates have hit all-time lows, the Wall Street Journal reported that home prices in the second quarter rose from the year-ago period for the first time since 2007. These conditions have opened an unprecedented window for homeowners to take advantage of these interest rates, but only for a limited time. Borrowers can now get 30-year fixed loans at the incredibly low rate of only 3.125%. That's a 30-year fixed loan at 3.125%. To take advantage of these wholesale rate offerings, call 800-951-1200. That's 800-951-1200. And get a 30-year fixed loan at a rate of only 3.125%. Once again, that's 800-951-1200. 800-951-1200.
651-1200. All offers subject to credit approval. Loan based on $417,000 loan amount. APR 3.253. Metropolitan Home Mortgage Incorporated, DBA IntelliLoan, is licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, number 4130924.
It's time to play Who's My Termite Company? Brought to you by Planet Orange. Do you prefer a technician who has A, completed weeks of training, or B, experience delivering pizzas? Should your technician have performed A, hundreds of treatments, B, three, including yours? Do you want the person who comes out to your home to A, be knowledgeable, professional, and courteous, or B, refer to you as dude?
When it comes to protecting your home from termites and pests, don't play games. Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. The best-trained technicians, an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual re-inspections, prices that are comparable or less than what others charge. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free termite and pest inspection now.
My name's Kanan, and I've performed over 1,200 treatments for Planet Orange.
Go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. Doing the right thing was never so easy.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer. With two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill, City Arms offers the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. At City Arms, not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or just interested in personal protection, City Arms is your one-stop destination for all your firearms needs. If they don't have it in stock, they'll find it. See why customers have come to rely on City Arms. Two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web, city-arms.com. City Arms, preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Remember that City Arms, located at 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their new location at 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys and we'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Horrible food situation here in the Bay Area. Get off the air at 9 o'clock. There's nowhere to go. It's like Denny's. Maybe I should move to New York. I'm starting to think maybe I should, you know, go back to my roots. I was there last April. I really like New York again. I was there for three nights. It's a different story. I visited the hospital I was born in. I'm actually a native New Yorker. No one knows that. Well, not no one. No one really. No, I sound like I'm from Massachusetts or from... I guess you thought I was from Texas. Sorry. I haven't lived there in a long time, but I'm saying I kind of liked it, the dynamics. It's like living in Argentina now. Going to Manhattan is like visiting Buenos Aires. I've always wanted to live in Buenos Aires, but it came to me. So that doesn't bother me. My father's store, where he suffered and died in, it's not like a hip nightclub. It's the way it should be. I'm sorry he didn't buy the building. I'm looking at my map. I like my map. What is it already? Not another clock set here? I'm alone in a room. The dog's happy. He's laying on a big bed I got for free in a hotel. Went to the Hyatt Lake Tahoe last year. The woman loves my dog. She gave him a gigantic... The dog is 11 pounds. She gave him a bed for an 80-pound dog, which says Hyatt on it. See, just I gave him turkey that we made last weekend. I'm not going to eat any more of it. I ate enough for Thanksgiving. And the greenie's addicted. I saw that John Bon Jovi's daughter, it's a sad story, you know, was arrested for heroin usage. In New York, it's a misdemeanor, but apparently if she was caught with a 32-ounce soda, she'd be in prison right now. He's addicted. My dog's addicted to greenies. I told you that. No matter what I feed him, he's on his hind legs, dancing around, looking up at cabinets. I can't get him off this stuff. He's growling right now. He wants a greenie. I'm not giving it to him. He's addicted. I mean, is there greenie rehab out there? They should really advertise on my show. I mean, come on. My dog loves them so much, he's addicted to them? Teddy, stop it. He is. He wants the stuff. He was just relaxing from the turkey. All right, let me take some callers. Amherst, New York, Deanna, welcome. Oh, is it Deanna or Diana?
It's Diana.
It's just like that. Hold me, squeeze me, Diana. Okay, it's Diana.
Yeah, it's like Lady Diana. First of all, you sent me that book, Train Tracks. I called the other day.
Wait, what are you, a stalker? What do you mean, I sent it to you?
No, I called you the other day. I'm calling to thank you for the book. because it came in 2 days.
You got it already? You got it in 2 days?
Yes, I did. And I had work to do today, and I had to keep putting it down. It was, you know, I would work, and then I'd pick it up, and then I'd work, and then I'd pick it up. And I wanted to tell you, I told your screener, The Speculator in a Garden of Numbers, that is a genius chapter. It's just genius. I keep reading the same pages
over. People don't realize that I began in literature as a poet, as a story writer, and I was a scientist for many years with a real PhD, and I've been a talk show host for 18 years. I've had many incarnations, but that story that you just mentioned, The Speculator in the Garden of Numbers, is actually a minor American masterpiece. It's about a time that I tried to become a speculator in cocoa stocks, and I thought I was making a fortune when I lost every penny I had. And it's what I went through as a poor young guy who had some money and started to speculate and got ripped off by a commodities broker who steered me wrong. But I mean, it was an amazing story, and it's really up and down.
Fully riveting. I wanted to tell you thank you. I don't know how many people ever call and just thank you for something you sent them, but I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. Hold me, save me, Diana. That is a good story for now, The Speculator in a Garden of Numbers. I don't know if I'm going to read it now. Yeah, I'm going to read a piece of it. It's from my book, Train Tracks. I'm going to read one or two paragraphs. He was not of a wealthy family. His father, a small shopkeeper now dead, had managed to rectify his penniless immigrant childhood position, but never managed to attain what was known as a comfortable status. The son was warned about investments at an early age. On one of their many summer rides in the Catskill Mountains, they both watched a raceway being dozed and carved out of a distant cornfield. The small father lectured the smaller boy. Sure, they move a little earth around, get you to invest in their scheme, and after they've milked the public for all they can, they declare bankruptcy. They can keep their racetrack. The small boy believed his father's every word. He worshipped the forceful, handsome man for his ability to say loudly what he felt, not just within the confines of the household, but outside as well. The man knew what he was talking about and told you so. Well, the raceway was slowly but certainly constructed and eventually operated very successfully. Those who had purchased shares in the embryonic raceway corporation were rewarded for their faith with substantial capital gains. The son never mentioned the completed track to his father, though they would pass it each summer over the years. There would be no point in proving his father wrong. He was right about too many other things for this error to have any impact on their relationship. As the little boy became a man, his father grew neither more rich nor more poor. His income remained the same throughout the years, rising just slightly with inflation. The small family home was always secure. The children had enough money to attend the municipal college, and the two parents, with simple wants, were able to go away every summer to a bungalow in the mountains. The family dry goods shop was managed with honesty and without credit, and provided a moderate but secure income. The father would justify his moderate position from time to time, as one friend or another would move to a more expensive home, take a cruise, or purchase something truly showy. He would lecture the boy, his daughter, and his wife about his friend's foolishness. He simply did not believe in the American dream. He smelled a fraud, but was unable to prove his suspicions until many years later. One of his friends, a corpulent man he had grown up with on the Lower East Side, went bankrupt. The journey back from his expensive home out on the island to one room in a poor relations apartment with his three children took less than 1 year. It seems that women no longer knitted as they did during and after the Second War. The little man's children were pulled out of school to earn their food, while the once prosperous yarn merchant became a clerk in a competitor's shop. Sadly, the boy's father took pleasure in his friend's plight. I told you he was overextending himself. All the years he came in here and shot his mouth off. Look where it got him. All the time borrowing from Peter to pay Paul. I knew all along it was no good. The bankruptcy of the yarn man served to shore up the position of the dry goods man against investments and credit borrowing. The boy learned to respect his father's position even more firmly through this lesson in reality. Another of his father's successful friends came to ruin in a different way. His daughter died from an overdose of heroin in an infamous New York hotel frequented by unsuccessful artists. Once again, the man's moderate approach to life seemed to be the right one. Though his children would not distinguish themselves in any great way, they would not bring shame to the family either. As time would have it, the dry goods man died in middle age of a second heart attack. The boy named Sam, now a shaky man of 31, had on his own managed to accrue what would have been a small fortune to his father. The capital was not exactly earned illegally, but it could not be said that the money had been earned from legal endeavors either. It seems that taxes were not paid on income derived from a bookstore that drew substantial profits by selling books purchased from illegitimate sources. The young man managed to save between $80,000 and $90,000 in a little more than 3 years. The cash sat in a safe cemented in the basement floor of Sam's mother's house. The young merchant let it sit there without making any investments. He distrusted Wall Street as a result of his father's indoctrination over the years and never learned much about any other financial opportunities available to the small investor either. However, Sam always heard that real estate was good, a nice safe way to build a fortune. But each time Sam would make an offer to purchase a small parcel of land, the deal would not be consummated. He would make an unrealistically low offer, which would be rejected. On receiving back his deposit, he would feel as though he had somehow made money simply because he had not lost any. It's pretty good. You know, I'm reading this to myself right now on the radio show. This is the Savage Nation for my short story collection, Train Tracks. And you know what it reads like? It reads to me almost like a Chinese short story. If this was written by an author from China about a family in China, the Chinese would love this story. It should be translated into the Chinese. Anyway, let me go on, and I'm going to stop in a minute because I'll show you where it's going, and then I'll stop, and you'll read the book yourself. The five or six parcels he failed to buy increased two or three times in value over the 3 years he kept track of their prices. This confirmed Sam's appraisal of his business sense. He thought he was a shrewd buyer but lacked the faith necessary to put his money into an investment. After 3 years of testing himself, he was ripe for making a dramatic move. He would no longer wait around to die like his father, while enormous profits could be realized by signing his name to a few slips of paper. Sam was an avid reader. He not only sold books, but inherited that love for the written word that was woven throughout the fabric of his people. He had just read a small book about useful plants of the world and was convinced that coffee and cocoa were highly underpriced products of the soil. Cocoa, he thought, is an agricultural product with good associations. Coffee and cocoa were both grown only in the tropics. Through an acquaintance in the shop, Sam learned of the commodity exchanges, where products of every kind were bought and sold by both those who utilized the products and those who merely speculated or invested on the rise or fall of prices. By making a few phone calls, he learned the name of a commodity man at the largest brokerage house in the city. After a few cordial conversations with a broker, during which he learned the rudiments of speculating in cocoa, Sam the speculator was anxious to cash in on his hunch. The broker told him that a minimum amount of $5,000 would be required. Anxious as the young man was, he did not rush over with the money. For several days, he just phoned the broker to get the opening and closing prices and ask a few new questions. Finally, the broker pushed him a little. He suggested that the market appeared ready to rise and told Sam to get his deposit in an account. That evening, the speculator decided to go to the safe and withdraw $5,000 cash. In the morning, he failed to open the bookstore for the first time in 3 years. Instead, the cash was converted into traveler's checks in six separate banks. Sam thought this would throw the tax people off should they be following his cash flow. He also did not want to alarm the broker. The exchange at each bank went well, with the exception of the fourth transaction, where the teller asked Sam why the money had such a peculiar smell. He acted dumb, muttering something about a trip to Spain, while remembering that the years in the safe had probably caused his dough to mildew. Leaving the bank, he was sure the dumb clerk would report the incident to her superior. He only hoped the supervisor had become used to mildewed bills in this time of inflation, when many people were removing their stashes from little corners of the world. You know, it's interesting. I wrote this 30 years ago, and it's kind of more current today than it was in the 1960s or 70s, I think, when I wrote this. It's good writing. I like it. If I like it, you like it. If I like it, it's good writing. So anyway, I'm going to read one more page from The Speculator, from Train Tracks. Then we'll go back to normal programming, which is always abnormal. And I'll go on now from Train Tracks. After the final transaction of traveler's checks into the cashier's check, a brief subway ride took him to the center of world finance. Following a few directionless meanderings, he found the brokerage house. It occupied an entire city block, was of brown glass and steel, and rose higher than any other building in the district. The young man felt better about his decision when he surveyed the magnitude of the structure. New thoughts came pouring from his brain. So that's how such buildings come to be, he was thinking. Men buy and sell and buy all over the world, and this company takes a commission whether the investors make or lose. Either way, the brokerage houses profit, he thought. He was amused by the cleverness of the scheme, but still felt positive about his decision to, quote, get into it, as he weaved his way through a maze of people in the lobby who were glued to changing stock prices, flashing above their heads. At once, he no longer sneered at these people. He understood them. He was part of them for the first time. Ah, those phony artist friends of his would not need to know about his new attitude towards them. It would be sufficient that at last he was part of reality. Once on the 27th floor, he found his way to the commodity broker. They both acted intimate with one another, as though through the telephone conversations, they had discovered they were brothers, and were now at last meeting for the first time since their separation at an orphanage. For a while, they both just sat and watched the gigantic board where prices for wheat, corn, soybeans, live cattle, hog bellies, coffee, cocoa, silver, platinum, and other items clicked and changed with mechanical excitement. Sam noticed that the broker was not alone before the big board. He was one of a dozen or so brokers in a large and well-designed room. As the young man casually glanced at the other faces, the cigarette-stained fingers of this very thin broker tapped nervously on his desk. The thin man whispered, "You see that man in the back at the last desk? He earned over $1 million last year just in trading cocoa." The young man was impressed but not astonished. He knew people made that kind of money, and here was one of them in the flesh. That the million-dollar earner did not look different from anybody else made him all the more believable. As the young man imagined what the rich man's home and wife looked like, the kind of dinners prepared for them by their cook, and the manner in which they entertained themselves, he asked the broker almost in a whisper, "He makes that much just from speculating in cocoa?" The thin, nervous broker educated him, No. "We are not allowed to speculate for our own accounts. He makes that on commissions alone. He is the man who handles the Hershey account. He buys and sells all their cocoa for them." So that's how they get their chocolate. Sam felt much more involved with the real world than ever before. He realized that soon he would be participating in the buying and selling of chocolate, just as this international corporation did from right there in that office, simply by having his broker watch the changing figures. He gave the check to his broker and watched him walk with it to an accounting office at the far end of the room and placed it in a pneumatic tube. Jim, the broker, returned and said, "It's done. Down the tubes by now. Your account number is 0137. The young man was made a bit nervous by the broker's choice of words, but he immediately realized the expression, "down the tubes," probably originated in such investment houses to describe the passage of messages, checks, through pneumatic tubes which traversed the building. He further reassured himself by repeating the many names of the partners of the famous company. I'll pause right now. It's about 30 pages more. The Speculator in the Garden of Numbers from my masterpiece, Train Tracks. You're listening to The Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Call Michael right now at 855-400-SAVAGE. That's 855-400-7282.
One little joint supplement. You know, this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It's great for your cartilage. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-946-9745.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Hi, this is Scott Brown, president of Crestline Funding, and I've got great news about your home loan. Even if you've refinanced your loan in the last year, you can still get a lower rate. You heard me. You can still lower your rate and save thousands on your home loan. At Crestline Funding, we're offering our Family Plus loan at just 3.25%. That's right, 3.25% for a 30-year fixed-rate loan. But hurry. Rates can't stay this low forever. Call us, 800-811-2300. We know getting a loan could be painful, but at Crestline Funding, it's our money, our rules. Which means we make it easy and can fund your loan in a matter of days. Lock in your low rate today. Call us, 800-811-2300. That's 800-811-2300. Get your family the long-term protection they deserve with our Family Plus loan at just 3.25%. That's 800-811-2300. Crestline Funding, your friend in the mortgage business.
Based on $417,000 loan amount. Owner occupied. 75% LTV with impound. 3.381 APR. Not all applicants will qualify. DRE number 01190897. NMLS 1970.
Are you ready? Let's face it, today the new normal is uncertainty. Fears of job loss, injury or illness, natural or man-made disasters, interruption of our food supply, if not the rising cost of preparing future meals, are front and center in all of our thoughts. Thankfully, peace of mind begins with a plan, and the good people at Wise Food Storage want to be a part of your plan. The Wise Company takes a unique and innovative approach to food production for your long-term emergency preparedness. From breakfast through dinner, their ready-made entrees, meats, vegetables, and fruits may be freeze-dried or dehydrated, and thanks to their unique smart packaging process, along with a shelf life of up to 25 years, they'll be there when you need them. Why face your next emergency on an empty stomach? Visit wisefoodstorage.com and put the fear of hunger behind you. That's wisefoodstorage.com.
The Black Friday sell-a-thon at the Ford store Morgan Hill has been continued, and it's going on now. It's our biggest sale of the year. For this huge Black Friday event, purchase or lease a new Mustang, Taurus, Edge, Flex, Escape, Expedition, F-150, Super Duty, Transit, Connector, Econoline, and get a $1,000 prepaid MasterCard in addition to all of Ford's huge year-end incentives. That's right, a $1,000 prepaid card for you to use how you please. Holiday shopping, down payment, the possibilities are endless. We've slashed our everyday low bottom line sale prices on all 440 of our new and pre-owned vehicles just for this event. Nothing has been held back. The Ford store Morgan Hill is the number one Ford dealership in the Bay Area for a few simple reasons. Our huge inventory, plus all of our 440 new and pre-owned vehicles are marked with our low sell-a-thon sale price right on the window. No hassle, no haggle. Come see us this week for our biggest sale of the year at the Ford store Morgan Hill.
Must finance through FMCC to receive prepaid MasterCard.
The Ford store Morgan Hill.
Sale ends 11:30.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation.
You want to say, save your Confederate money, the South will rise again, like all of the other talk show hosts. I'm not going to do, like, bash Obama every day. I wrote two books about it. What good did it do? He bought the votes anyway by giving out cell phones and salami. Let's go to the callers. Mark, in Napa Valley, the land of the vineyard, listening to me on the great KSFO. Mark, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Welcome back to the Frisco Bay Airwaves, Michael.
All right. Thank you very much.
I wanted to talk about Jack Kerouac and how he influenced me.
Oh, thank God somebody heard my discussion of Mort Saul. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, well, I read On the Road when I was a young man, and I was much more liberal. And I hitchhiked across the United States and rode on the freight trains and visited family back in Chicago and Omaha and stayed in the Pocono Mountains and hitchhiked down to Florida when the winter was coming on. And years later, I learned that Jack wrote that book when he was on Benzedrine. And he had a teletype role. And yep. he sat there in a marathon session and pounded it out in two or three days. And
That book was published in 1957. Wasn't it 59?
That's right.
I remember what it did. It changed my life. It put me on the road. That book is one of the most important books in my life in terms of getting me out of New York and getting me on the road. It sent me all the way to the Fiji Islands, Tonga, Samoa, Marquesas, Plant Collector, all the way to the radio. In some ways, I was inspired by the very same book of On the Road. And I never used Benzedrine. and I never typed on a teletype machine. So how did you end up? You're no longer a liberal, obviously. You grew up and you threw away your childhood views of the world. What, may I ask, politically are you now? Independent, libertarian? How would you define yourself?
Conservative. Hard right. And, you know, when Jack turned his back on the literary establishment, and especially the Beat generation, the other writers, Allen Ginsberg and the left kind of turned their back on him, marginalized
him. Here's what happened. Allen Ginsberg was a communist and a child molester, and Jack Kerouac found that out later on in life. And do you know that Kerouac was a Nixon supporter in his later years? You know that, don't you?
And he was for the war, supporting the Vietnam War. And Allen
Ginsberg. Here's the thing. Jack Kerouac was a true American boy. Then he became a true American man. And just because he got seduced by that degenerate Allen Ginsberg and got into the drug world doesn't mean that he lost his footing. He didn't lose his footing. He remained an American man with American values, which were very much patriotic and still are. That's how most Americans really are. They love their country. Unlike the Obamaites who hate America and everything it stands for, and the fraudulent comedians who pretend that they are something when they're something else. But don't get me started on them. What do you do for a living?
I'm an architect.
From on the road to on the plate, huh?
Design build work. A residential, mostly.
You design billboards?
Design build work. Residential houses.
Oh, design build work. I get it. Oh, so you design little houses and stuff. I love architecture. I have no skill for it at all. I can't play a musical instrument. I'm terrible with foreign languages, and I can't draw.
Well,
I do appreciate. No, I don't have the skills for that. I'm good at what I do. I found out that I have limitations. I'll tell you other books that influenced me by him. On the Road, how about Big Sur?
That was one of his last books, and he was
Here's another one. How about Dharma Bums? Remember Dharma Bums set in Marin County?
Of course.
And remember he wrote about a deer coming down from Mount Tamalpais in the backyards? It made me move to Marin years later. Do you know that?